Tell me what's this when tryna get it on your own. Born rash, yeah, gotta go and get rash long. Can't forget about the times I was hung out alone. Now I'm getting to the money and I'm rocking all these shows. Never mind the things, I'm pulling on, rocking on designer chains. Fucking on the bitch, and you know she slipping out on the deep. Counting on the rash, yeah, I'm on my shit. Close to the stars, high life. What you gonna do, tryna get my two lives? On my knees, yeah, I'm tryna get it right. Fighting all the demons all around me. So what you gonna do is you gon' fight. Gotta be well protected. Separate all the wrongs in my life. Gotta be well respected. Keep a pistol on my side. Drive off in that Lexus. Swerve off and go get high. Tell me what's the difference when tryna get it on your own. Born rash, yeah, gotta go and get rash long.
Disclaimer. The opinions expressed during this podcast are conversational in nature and expressed only in comedic and entertainment purposes. Not all of the facts will be correct, but we attempt to be as accurate as possible. At least I think we do. My bad, y'all. Theater holds no liability over this conversation, over these conversations on this podcast. And you know, using this podcast, you understand that it is solely for entertainment purposes only. Enjoy the damn show. Laugh, love, live, and smile more, because we about to.
Bitch.
I forgot I've been filming y'all this whole time. I'm a rap bitch, you know you can come and that's a We are back with another episode, should I say. We are back with another episode of You Don't Pay Me Enough to Care, and I'm your humbly host, Sebastian Sincere. Y'all already know the vibes. This is for the heterosexuals, the homosexuals, and the hustlers. I always say, if you don't want to work a 9-to-5, you be like, motherfuckers ain't paying y'all enough to care. And they go for any job. Were you working flipping burgers? Not saying it ain't a good thing. But just motherfuckers want to work for themselves. But then on top of that, you know, we talk about everything else. And today, guys, we have some special guests. We are on episode 55, to be exact. This is going to be real juicy. Well, I'm just going to jump straight into it. And the special guest that we have today is... we got Desire Sweet.
Y'all already know who it is, y'all. Desire Sweet in the building.
You got Nana, Nana. Wave at y'all cameras and all that, you know.
Hey, y'all.
And you got Ren.
What it do? What it do?
Hold on, wait a minute. Go ahead and say something.
What it do?
Say it again.
What it do?
Okay, say it again.
What it do?
Oh. Oops, I forgot I got you cut off. Go ahead.
What it do?
Okay, there we go. Now we got her. I'm sorry, y'all. I had her mic cut off. My bad.
Ain't that bad, a bitch. Starting off already, huh?
I know. I had on her that mic bullshit, down. There you go. Nana, make sure you say something, Nana.
Oh, I can hear myself.
Okay, Corinne, say something.
What's up? What's up?
Desire, you good?
Yep, I'm good over here. Y'all know.
All right, y'all. We on episode 55 of the You Don't Pay Me Enough pod. And we just going to jump straight into this. And today we just going to be talking about some things. Some things we going to be talking about today, people. I'm trying to think. So how's everybody day going? How are y'all feeling? How are y'all doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
I'm
good.
How's everybody day?
I'm great.
Yeah, we living. Good. Hell yeah, we living now.
Okay, y'all want to go around the room and tell everybody your age and where you're from and, you know.
All right, well, I'm Desire Sweet from Cincinnati, Ohio. I'm 29, you feel me? And I just do what I do.
Mm-hmm.
My name Ren. I'm from Cincinnati, Ohio. I just turned 31. Pisces in the motherfucking building.
Period.
Okay, then. What? My name Nana from Cincinnati, Ohio. I'm 25. Yeah, that's it.
Okay, Nana, 25. And y'all already know who the fuck I am. But anyway, let's go right into this, ladies. Where do I want to start at with y'all? Let's see. Where do I want to start at with you guys? Let's start right here. Because the reason why I want to talk about this is because, you know, we talk about a lot of relationship stuff today. And, you know, I had to get my drink.
We're sipping on this Anejo.
I wish I could play music on here, y'all, but we can't play it on here because, you know, they be trying to flag me. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, how do you know if you're a good match or not? Who wants to go first?
I'll go. So, I think you would just, like, feel the vibe and the energy. And, like, if y'all vibing, I mean, that's some shit right there. Like, y'all got a lot in common. Like, that's how I look at it.
Okay, because like, I feel like that, too. Because I feel like we gotta have something in common. Like, we really gotta have something, like, in common. You know, you like what I like a little bit. Or we can either be opposites. You feel me? Like, because mm-hmm. I heard, you know, opposites do attract. So, yeah, but you can still be opposite, but y'all still got something in common, mm-hmm. you know, like something y'all can relate to, something that y'all can, you know, grow mm-hmm. with, like
morals and
like
for sure, y'all standards and all of that, like right, y'all right. gotta have the same, you know what I'm saying?
Go,
okay. yeah, right. yeah, like stuff like that.
Y'all know where y'all like, wanna go in life.
And, yeah, like we ain't into all of trying to twin flame or what was the question?
How would you know if you're a good
how
match?
Do you know if you're a good match?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, y'all ain't on none of that toxic shit. Yeah. Like, y'all just know, like, flat okay, out, this look, what I want.
But look, some people be liking that toxic shit.
They do.
But like, that's because so of where they came
you
from.
You don't like it, don't mean that the next motherfucker who they get in their relationship right. don't mean they ain't gonna like it. You feel me?
But some people we just talking about that. This, but me, we gotta start asking people, how was your childhood?
Yeah, we just said
like,
this.
Yes, going on people, in your, like, because mm-hmm. at the same time, people got to start knowing, like, people was growing up with childhood trauma, and it carries on into an adult.
Right.
So and with you just that, never like, know. Somebody could be your match, but they just going through something.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And, like, with that, what you were just saying, some people was grew up off of love, and some people was grew up off survival.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you got to look at that, too, like, like, can he love you the way you want him to love you?
Or do he just know how to survive?
Right.
Me, personally, I believe that you can. How do you know if you're a good match? First things first, like you said, a lot of it stems from family.
Mm-hmm.
And the way you were raised, the way you were up, the way you were brought up. I just think a lot of things has to line up, like your moral beliefs, your the way you carry yourself in public, like just like
standards. How
you, your standards as yeah. far as like, you know, like you said, if he just on survival mode, then it's just like I'm trying to get whatever I can get out of that person. And right. that's that.
He
like,
out for self. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I really believe like knowing a good match is like really talking it out, seeing where they from, actually getting to know who their parents and their friends, they, you know, their family members, mm-hmm. who they hang yeah, up, surround themselves around. So you got to kind of like know the both of.
Right.
You know, just because for me, I look at it more so like, how is your spirituality? Like,
mm-hmm. right. do you believe in God? God?
Yes. Like, mm-hmm.
Do you
pray?
Like, do you pray?
Because my whole thing is...
Do you need to start?
My whole thing is...
Like,
man.
Because people don't even pray and don't even know they be needing it.
So how do y'all know who y'all match is? Just basically off of...
I feel like
and
you
I
don't
really,
know.
And you know what? And this is the thing, and I'm going to say this to y'all real quick.
I can't.
I really feel like it comes from within. Mm-hmm. Because, like, that's you can date, like, a bunch of motherfuckers. Like, you can date mm-hmm. a bunch of niggas, like... And... this nigga may have this, that nigga may have these characteristics that you like, and this one may have the same thing, but then he weird about other shit. Like, so I believe it has something to do with, like, energy scepters and all of that stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, because...
Definitely. Because I'm definitely not with the weird shit.
Because when I meet you... But see, this is another thing that I do. I don't know if y'all do this. I'm real big on kissing. Mm-hmm. Because kissing tells me a lot about a person.
Okay, so.
And I'm going to say this. And the reason why I'm saying this is because you can get a guy that kiss sloppy. 9 times out of 10, your relationship going to be sloppy.
Ew.
If your guy kiss you on a more sensational, romantic, passionate, you might have some passion behind him.
And don't forget them forehead kisses.
Yep. Don't the forehead. Ones on but the nose, the though. Ones on the cheek.
Sometimes, like even like with the kissing shit, like... I don't like to kiss niggas for real. Like,
not even that. We don't like gentlemen. So
if
out
I
here do, no
if
either.
I was, if I was to actually like kiss that. A man, like I really would want it to be passionate and you know genuine. Because if it's not, like you said, you can kiss a motherfucker, and it'd be like, ugh, nigga, don't touch me. Like not you doing that. Too much. Like or, I can't do it.
Or I will say this. Or you can get a guy that kiss you, but he trying to control the kiss. Mm-hmm. Like trying to
too much.
Do too much. Like, and it's like, why are you trying to control how I'm kissing you? You're supposed to follow. It's supposed to be a rhythm.
Like, right. Your lips too thing. Hard.
Like, so it's just like.
What if his lips was chapped?
So that means like, if he trying to control the kiss, he might be a controlling guy. You know what I'm saying? So you got to also look at those things as well. I'm just big on that, like, but I like you said, I'm not a kisser unless I feel the vibe
first, and then I would want to kiss. And if your kiss off, that's why I say I feel that. Like, so yeah, I'm not a big kisser. So hell nah, I ain't about to just come straight forward. Like first day, we about to kiss, or second day, I'm still not about to kiss you the second time, nigga. Like, so it's like when I do kiss you, you better not give me hard lip. You give me hard lip, dry mouth, like. Ugh, like you ain't damn nigga, we waited 5 days and you ain't even got your lips together by the end.
Like with that being said, D, so what's y'all love language?
Hold on, wait a minute. We ain't going there yet. We ain't gonna do that yet, because I got that on there as okay. One of the things. We're gonna get to that. We're gonna get to the love language. But yeah, so knowing if you're a good match or not has to do with like I said, spirituality,
yep.
Your moral beliefs. Like, energy, are you a vibe. Hard worker? Or, you know, all those things have to come in effect when you're getting to know somebody. Like, yep. You know what I'm saying?
Like, so, do you want what I want? So, you know,
nobody's
or
a perfect match.
Or you can want something different, but is it still, like, on the same path that we trying to, you know, go? You feel me? Like, long as we on the same route, the same path, right. And we going the same way, then I'm all right. Like, you can go, yo, you feel me? But just make right. Sure we doing the same thing to make sure that we good. Like, okay.
Deanna, click that switch over there, because, y'all might get y'all. So, y'all got to excuse me, because this camera goes out every 29, 28 seconds or whatever like that. So, just, you know, click it, and we good. Just push it in. There you go. You hear it. And she's back, y'all. So, she might have to get up, like, a couple times, y'all. But y'all got to excuse me, because that camera needs to be upgraded. So, I will say this, y'all. If y'all want to donate to the cause, I'll need, like, a T-Series, or better in the Canon series, you know. FYI. Let's moving on. I like what y'all said today. And I like what you said when you was like, what did you say, Ren? You said, you have to know. It was something you said. I forgot.
I was talking about energy and vibes. Like,
yeah,
you have to feel that. Like, because that weird shit. Ain't nobody on that weird shit.
Yeah.
Okay. And people be weird.
Really? Most definitely. Most definitely.
Really weird.
Yeah. I may need y'all to top me off in a minute. Cause,
me
yeah,
too.
Just go ahead and top me off.
Yeah. Everybody get topped out.
Top me off right now.
Y'all know we drinking on that Hanejo.
Put y'all on Travis.
Yeah, we gonna be drinking. And y'all, this is not a blunt. This
it turns you into a hoe.
This is actually an FT, and my thing is fell off at the bottom. So
which guy you want to see her?
That one, the
Hanejo.
Yeah, his my glass right there.
Yep.
Put some real energy drink in it.
We don't got it.
It's right here. It's down at the bottom.
For me a little bit too. It's gonna have to go around, y'all.
I don't need no more. I'm cool.
Okay.
I'm good.
Thank you, Nana. Okay. So, yeah. But yeah, that's just it is what it is on that. Okay, we gonna go right into it because Corinne, you were starting it. What is y'all primary's love language? Like, what is y'all primary love language? Like how do y'all know what love language is?
Yeah. My love language.
Okay, Nana, let's go around the room first. I want to hear everybody's love language first. Nana, you first. Go ahead.
I got two, but I'm going to just go with one.
You can say both of them.
Okay, so one of them is words of affirmation. That's one of mine. And the other one is physical touch.
Mm. Okay, so when you say affirmation, what do you mean by that?
Like, if I'm going through something, because every day is not going to be peachy. So, one day I might be going through something. I need some words of affirmation. I need some, you can do it. I need some, you got
some
this.
Motivation.
I need some, I need some of that to get through my day. So, it's like, if I can bring you that, and if you can't give me that, then I...
Okay. And I like that. Physical touch.
I like that.
And physical touch.
I like that.
Okay. Corinne?
I would say mine is physical touch. I like to cuddle. I like to be held.
Katie.
Yes. Rub on my body.
That's some motherfucking Pisces shit. Y'all be on that bullshit. Like, Pisces gotta be on some touchy feely shit. Like, that's just a Pisces.
I mean, shit.
Thing.
Rub my booty so I can go to sleep. Like, what the fuck?
Okay, say what?
I need
rub on my
nap.
Booty so I can go to sleep.
Okay, that's fair. It do be soothing, though.
It does.
It do. It do be soothing. It is
like
soothing.
Massages. Like, I need it all. I need that. I need that.
Okay. That's your love language. What about you, D?
My love language would be... I would just say, like, I just feed off energy. You feel me? Like I love energy. Like, if you can give me the energy I need, and we feeding off each other, and we vibing off each other, even if we was to get into it or argue or anything, or we disagree or anything, it's always back to like, damn, like, I still love you, like, and it ain't even, you feel me, like, so I would say mine is like just feeding this energy, like just transformational energy, like transitional energy. I'm gonna say that, transitional energy.
Okay, my primary love language is you have to stimulate my mind. Like, I want to hear, like, it's not what I want to hear. I want to know that you say not the correct terminology, because you could be a little ratchet too. It don't matter.
Right.
But mine is, like, stimulate my mind on a more, not educational per se thing, but just say things that's going to make me believe in you. Like,
period.
And then if your actions follow with what you're saying, then that is my love language. My love language is show me what you're saying is true, and then I will fall hard for you. Like, and then it's just like, all the physical, yeah, that's part of it, but I'm more so, you got to stimulate my mind.
I get
when
what
it
you
comes
mean.
To love language.
And that's
like, mine for me is my mind. Like, if you can get to my mind and your actions follow, you can get to my heart. Like, so, for
and
me.
And then, it's so crazy.
But a lot of people
I'ma
do
say
that
one thing
before
on that.
The actions.
I'm going to say one thing on that. It's crazy that you say that, because that's just like vice versa. So they got to real life, like, stimulate your mind to the point to where it's like you feed into my mind too, and my dreams and what I'm doing. We feed into each other. Like, so yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
I definitely like that one.
Yeah. Mine's just, yeah. So that is, so, you know, for people out there, love language can come in, your love language can come in all facets, physical, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, all the leads, goddammit. Some people are materialistic when it comes to their love language.
Yes, they are.
You know, so.
To where they just like gifts and shit
like
that.
Yeah, they
like
gifts and shit. That shit turns them on or whatever.
Like, you feel
like,
me?
But for me, it's my mind.
Period.
Okay, so I like, okay. So, okay, y'all. So we gonna do this. We gonna do a look. Okay. So this one is dream date night, and are they important? Do y'all think dream date nights? Let's just say if you got a dream night, or how you want a date to go, or how you the first date y'all go on, or even if it's in between the relationship. Like, do you believe it's very important in dating and in a relationship?
I do. I do. Okay. I feel like dream dates are important because if I'm telling you, like, this is what I like, and, like, that comes with standards. If I'm telling you this is what I like, and this is what I want, and this is what I want to do in life, and this is where I want to go, and I want my first house to be this, you feel me? And I want, and it's like, if a person really listen to you and they hear that, they going to do it. They're going to do it. So it's like, hell yeah, dream dates is very important because it's like, hold me down if I'm telling you, like, this is my dream and I want to go right here and I want to get married. It can be anything. Like, so, yes.
Okay.
I think it's very important also, like, say you guys got kids or whatever. You would at least try to at least go out twice a month. Like, at least out to eat. Go see a movie or something. Just get out the house.
Check up on each other.
Get away from the kids. Like, I really think date night is very important. Like,
But y'all didn't say y'all dream.
What's y'all dream date night? It's fine. What they're saying. But what is... Okay, so for you, Nana, what is your dream date night? Like, what is your ultimate dream date?
I don't know. I think to just go somewhere, like, for a few days, like, and just, like, explore the town, like, just go somewhere, like, just on the humble, like, not even planned or nothing, just go. Like, I like stuff like that.
Because I've had a dream date night, but I was just saying, like, you know, dreaming, if I'm telling you this is what I want to do, that's where I want to go. So think about it.
I want to travel. Like, so I'll let Rose Petal and all of that, that can come later. Like when I'm going to Thailand and I'm in and I'm in the water with the flowers and stuff. Like we can wait. We can wait on that.
Okay.
But I'm trying to really travel. I ain't been nowhere and I want to go somewhere.
Period.
Now my dream date night, I would feel like it's something you've never done with that person. So say, like, I never been to Topgolf.
Yep.
And you tell your mate, like, I never been to Topgolf. They be like, oh, shit, I haven't either. Like, so we about to go to Topgolf.
Yeah,
like,
that's what I'm like, yeah.
Now my real dream day night is I want to go on a carriage ride.
Ooh.
I really want to go on a carriage ride.
Oh, I've never done that. That sounds fun.
It could be in Cincinnati. It could be in another state. But I want to go on a carriage ride, like,
at least a 45-minute carriage.
Or, like, a horseback ride. Yes. Like, something like that. That's my dream day night.
Okay, carriage ride.
See, mine is just doing whatever. Like, okay, my dream day night would be, like, we ain't got nothing planned, right?
Right.
And you just go out and we stop here. We go in there, do what we do. Okay, for instance, I'd have had a dream day night. So, somebody came and got me or whatever, y'all. Like, we real lab went bowling. We went to the casino after that. First, we started at the movies. Then we went bowling. Then we went to the casino. And it was just like, damn, like, is this night going to ever end? Like, that shit lab where it's just nothing is planned and a motherfucker got something just lined up for you and y'all just go with the flow. Like, what? Like,
Babe, just get up, get dressed, I'm on my way.
Like, that's exactly what I did.
Like, these niggas these days, they be like, I want to take you on a date. And you be like, okay.
Where?
Then they be like, where you want to go? Like, no, you supposed to plan that shit.
I didn't do that. I didn't do any of that, child. Like, I real laughed, got out. He was like, throw some on. I got cute as hell. I threw them shoes on there. That got cute as hell. Like, and he just took me, like, first we went to the movies. Then we would go get something to eat. Then we went to the bowling alley. Then the end of the night, we went to the casino. Like, it's just all in one night. At this point, I'm like, hold on. How do you do all this shit, like, in, like, the last 24 hours, nigga? Like, we've been out all day, like... Left.
That means,
like,
he put thought into it. He was thinking about what you like to do.
Niggas
these days, they ain't romantic enough.
Yes.
Where's the romance?
Guess what he told me to do? Hold on, before I end it, guess what he told me to do? He was like, go ahead and get out this car, bro. I said, you ain't gonna come in. He said, man, get your ass out this car. I said, okay. And I got out the car and went in the house. It was slow.
I like another nigga that be like...
That nigga said, I ain't trying to do nothing. Get your ass up out this car. I done showed you a ball. It's time for you to go.
Right. I also like another nigga that be like... You be like, he be like, get ready. I'm about to take you out. But you be like, I ain't got no babysitter. He be like, shit, I'll pay for the babysitter.
Yeah.
Like, I like them type of niggas.
Okay. Babysitters on deck. Nana, what about you? Oh, wait, you said yours. Like, you like to travel.
What's yours?
Yeah, I want to travel.
What's your?
That's
what's
my
yours?
Dream date night.
You ain't said
like,
yours.
Like, I want to go somewhere for what's a day my... and just, like, have a ball.
Right.
Like, yep. And then come back home.
And it was so loud. Like, the fact like, that he ain't want nothing
go.
From me, y'all.
Girl,
he ain't
out of town for
he
a day.
He did not want nothing from me. Like, that's what really made it so loud. Or like, dang.
I bet that made you want to give it up even more.
Yeah, I know, but I took my last right on in the house and mind my own damn business and kept it moving. Like, because he was just like, nah, get up, come on,
he's
get up out of
okay.
here.
Okay.
Drop me off. I'm sorry.
I do have a dream date night. My dream date night would be, first, I like to travel, but I love the beach. So, if we in a city where it's the beach and all that stuff, like, I would rather for it to be, like, very spontaneous, where we do all the eating out, go to the movies, all that, whatever we doing in that day, that's fine. But I think my ending night, I would rather for it to be where we are on the beach full of candles and, like, just hella rose petals and... Like, we really soaking in nature and just, like, with each other as one. Like, so my dream date night would be spontaneous, whatever we doing in that day, but it has to end on the beach.
Okay.
Like, it has to.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah,
because
nice.
I just like water. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, so if it ends that way, it's like, damn, like, you really listen to what I was saying and what I really, really like. And the fact that when a guy does that, and you telling them what you want, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you letting them know, like, look, this is what I want. Like, and they just listen. And they literally just do everything
you
that, you want.
That you
and
want.
It's like, damn.
That's my
like,
dream night.
So
that's why I was like, yep. So the fact that was something I already was thinking of, like, I just want a guy to just take me out and I ain't got to ask him, tell him where I want to go. Like, why do I always got to tell a nigga where I want to go?
Right. Just
nigga, come on.
And let's go.
I love a nigga that can lead. Nigga, lead. Why do I got to tell you where I want to go? Like, come on. Well, you ain't got no plan. If you ain't got no plan, nigga, I could have stayed in the house.
And
that part.
And I will say this. Spontaneous is everything. Yes. That way, you done already paid attention and you just going with the flow. And
it just goes.
And I feel like when you don't plan it, that's the best date night, period.
Yeah.
Like,
okay.
But sometimes when you plan it, it don't go as planned.
That's rare
because
out
when
here.
You, because my thing is this, like, let's just say, for instance, like, y'all be like, okay, we going to the movies, we going out to eat, or y'all go out to eat first, then y'all go to the movies, and then it's like, after that, what? Like, and then y'all end up going in
the
house.
Like,
but
she
then,
said,
but
the
then,
time
we went to
y'all
the movies.
Did it before.
But,
I just told y'all, yeah. like, I didn't have to ask him none of that. We went to the movies. We went out to eat. We went bowling. We went to the casino. You feel me? Like, and then it was just like, by this time, I done been with you a whole day. It's about like 12, going on 1 o'clock in the morning. I'm about to go in the house. And he was like, yeah, I'm going to the house. I was like, damn, do you really sit here telling me to go in the house?
And that's another thing
that's
a major turn on. When a guy do all that stuff and they don't even
want
no
nothing from you. Like, that
it's
shit.
Like, damn.
That make you want to give it up. Like, hey.
Yeah, I ain't gonna hold you. I really was sitting there thinking, like.
That get your pennies
really
wet.
I said, so you don't want to come in? I'm like, you don't want to come in? He like, man, go and check your lids in the house. I'm like, I got the car. Y'all went in the house. I said, you laugh as fuck. Like, it made him even laver. Like, but yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, if they don't ask for nothing, and it's just like, yeah,
didn't
that's
ask
lit.
For a
like,
damn. Took me out, had a good time, kept going, and it was like three different dates in one. Mm-hmm. Like, damn, nigga, is the date over with? All right, fuck it, one more, and then I went in the house. He sent my ass in the house. I said, hell no. Nah.
Dream nights, the dates is I love a good date. I do.
Yeah, I do too.
But mine's is just the beach.
Yeah, you gotta
take
be. You gotta. You gotta end on the
beach.
Beach.
Yeah.
You
see,
gotta
now
end on
I
the
don't
beach.
Even. You gotta think though, like, dates don't even gotta cost much. Like, you could take me on a picnic.
They don't, that's what I'm saying. Like,
I'm a hopeless romantic.
I am too.
It's to go somewhere.
I am too, and I'm gonna say this because I feel you on that. I am very hopeless romantic. It don't have to cost much. It don't have to. you don't have to spend a lot of money.
No.
Even if you don't spend no money and it's just you done went and got a bunch of shit from Dollar Tree.
Right.
Only thing you gotta have,
let's do sip and paint. Like,
only thing
yeah.
Gotta
like,
have, and, mm-hmm. Only thing they gotta have is a plan. Yep. Have your plan, have everything laid out. Even if he going with the flow, but he know where he going next after we leave the first spot. By the time we leave the first spot, he already got somewhere we going next. And I ain't even gotta say nothing.
Loved it. It was absolutely like, yes.
Oh, I'm with you on that.
It was absolutely amazing. Like,
I'm hopeless romantic. Mm-hmm. Like, you ain't even got to have no money for me. Like, but you better have just have that shit ready.
Right.
What the fuck you got
like,
going
damn.
On? Or I don't give a fuck if we go sit and swing on the swing and you got us some snacks. Like, yeah, I'm going to be like, yeah. Oh like, my God.
Like, nobody ever done this for me.
Like, we at the swing point. Like, I'm going to be so geeked.
Like, for real.
We just doing that. We going down the slide together
yeah,
and
like,
shit.
For real.
Like, but that's like, people don't understand that is like a part of romance. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying? When you pay
just
attention to your
shit.
Mate, it's the
yeah,
little
yeah.
shit that
counts. That
counts. But if right. you one of them ones that just don't like going nowhere for real and everything is an issue when you try to go out and all
keep
of this, and it's like, you know what? I'll find somebody that can really
in the house.
Please, like, yeah, like if you're boring,
I,
you gotta go.
I can find a motherfucker that's gonna stimulate me. You know
fuck,
what I'm
I'll
saying?
Go to the park by myself.
Right.
I feel y'all on that. It's all about the stimulation of the mind and the heart mm-hmm. and where you are as a person, and that's just what it is. Like, so, speaking of, we gonna go into another date thing. So, what is your biggest date besides, you already said your biggest date.
Yeah.
So what was y'all two biggest date? I want to hear
from y'all
too. That
was my biggest date.
Mine was a carriage ride. I've always wanted to go on a carriage ride. And
no,
I feel
what
like.
Was
no,
your
what
biggest
was your
date?
Biggest
something
date?
Something that you already did.
That a negative.
Because I already said my biggest date.
Well, I've been dating this guy for a while now. We
okay.
just went to Miami together. So I went on a vacation and I never been on a vacation and we enjoyed ourselves. So I would feel like that's a big dream date.
That's yeah. a big that's
going out of town with your mate. Like I've never done that.
Yeah, that's
okay.
lit. It's lit. Yeah, you know.
And then Miami at that, like, yeah, we was lit. Okay. Most definitely.
Okay. Nana.
I guess I had a dream date. And
no, what was your biggest date? The biggest,
my biggest
what
date.
What was your biggest
I
date?
I guess
that?
For my 23rd birthday. We had went out to eat cause ain't nobody want to go with me. And he had took me to, Roof Chris. We had went there and then I had took my clothes off, put on something else. We went, to Top Golf.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went back to the hotel. It was already mm-hmm. done. That bitch was cute
okay,
as hell.
Oh, that's
that
what's
it.
Up. Oh, yeah,
y'all
that's
know
why.
We went down after that.
Yeah, that's why. Oh, yeah, that's why.
Y'all know we went down after
we
that.
The hotel was already done up.
Say it was done up.
She said we went to the hotel. It was already done up. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, we got
so
you.
So what was your biggest date?
So my biggest date? Ooh. Let me see. My biggest date. Have I ever had a big date? Have I ever had a big drink, like a big date night? You know what, y'all? I've never had a date night.
We're gonna have to treat you.
Hold on, like I'm really thinking about this. Like,
okay, when you say
wait.
It don't necessarily
hold
have
on,
to be.
Yeah. I'm wait. Sorry to cut you off, but yeah, that just kind of hurt my feelings.
Like, you never really had like a lav ass date night. Never, like a laugh-ass date night where you just, y'all was just
okay,
turned.
So my birthday is not a date night. That's birthday.
I'm saying a date night.
But a date night.
With somebody that you've been us. Messing with, you what, you feel me? Some that you really, you was
no.
with somebody with.
But sis said it ain't specifically got
to
be.
Yeah,
y'all
don't have to be.
Y'all about to ask, like, okay, so do it specifically have to be with your mate?
Okay.
Like, could it be with friends and family?
Okay.
Yeah,
as far as a big dream date,
a date could be with friends, best friends, and stuff like that. But I've never had a date night.
Mm. We gonna have to do something then.
Like, okay, so let me say this right now. Everybody know that I got a new. Everybody know I got a new little boo thing. So, baby, like a date. I love you, baby.
You ready to get my date night?
I need a date night. Well, we both probably need a date night because he done been through a lot of the same shit I've been through. So we need a nice little date night. I love you, baby. Okay, so no, I have never had, like, I'm literally Deanna, that camera doing this big one again. I can hear it flicking. No, I've never, like, I'm literally sitting here thinking of what of a date night that I've really had. No, I've never.
But we talking about with a guy, so it had to be with a guy. If we talking about with
our good, friends good.
Or our family, that's different. You're come good. On, y'all know y'all had a turnt night before.
You good?
We talking about with a guy.
No, I've never had a date night. And just when you do it, just tap it one time. Just tap it one time.
Who is Will? Will need to get it together. What's going on? Can we get a date night?
Wait, first of all, we just started. It's new. This
okay, so it's new.
So
can we go
right now
and get something to eat?
I'm gonna say this right now. We just started dating and everything's good, so we still learning each other and all that stuff, but he reminds me of me in a lot of sense. Like, it's like I look at myself when I hear him talk. Like, and it's like, dang, I think the same fucking way. Like, his actions is perfecto. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, I can just imagine what the future gonna be.
Yeah, y'all gonna get there.
We'll get there. Mm-hmm. But right now, it's
time. Just time. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But time. It all.
Okay, y'all. Let's see. Where we at? How long should you wait to be committed to somebody? Hold on. Let me say that one more time for everybody out there. I'm asking this question. How long do you think you should wait before you commit to somebody? Y'all go ahead. Y'all got the floor.
I feel like as long as how much time you need to take to wait to be committed to somebody, because I ain't about to rush into nothing. So I really don't have a time. You feel me? I'm just vibing off on how much time it's gonna take us for him to be. But I ain't got no time, because I'm gonna wait as patiently as I need to before I even think about, like, oh, okay, I'm really about to commit to this motherfucker. You never know how much time especially being single.
That's where the good, like, match come into play.
Like, that's what I'm, yeah, it does.
Like, okay. Especially being single. You got to take your time.
Because even though we can match and, like, compromise, but after a year that went back, it's like, are you sure? Down. It's like, after a year that went back, are you really sure? We done all been vibing this whole time and da 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 da. So after a year that went back, are you really sure that, like, damn, I'm ready to be with this motherfucker? Hell nah, I'm still thinking, like, shit, nigga, well, alright, let's just take our time.
Now, with that being said, I feel like I don't have time to waste. So, I say within 6 months to a year, you should know if you want to be with that person or not.
Ain't playing.
Yeah, I ain't playing. I ain't got time
she
to wait.
Ready to get, like,
I'm getting older. Know, like, I'm ready to get married. Like that. All that shit. So
some people's like that.
But that's the
so, like, I say 6 months to a year.
Okay, somebody, but this, like, is what I'm saying. I can see that, like, oh,
okay,
yeah,
hold on,
I ain't
hold
playing.
On, y'all. Hold on. Everybody talking. Hold on. Now, Ren, say what you said again and repeat it, because I need everybody to. So the
yes, I say, like, 6 months to a year to figure out if you want to be committed to that person. Because I ain't got no time to waste. Because you getting older. And you don't supposed to waste time. Now, you can waste money, but don't waste time, because you can't get that back. So I say 6 months to a year.
Okay, so look, I'm saying, like, I agree with, you know, your time frame, but I'm just saying, like, damn, like, even within, like, you really, I don't know, y'all, because I really still be trying to figure out, like, damn, like, is this somebody I really think that I can be? You feel me? Like, what's going to happen? Like, I still got to get to know this person. Like, it might can be a whole different. What if y'all move in together? When you move in with a motherfucker, it's like,
that's
you know
how you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But what if we move in, we live in separate places, and we just trying to get to know each other, and we getting to know each other, but it's like, after, you know, 6 months come, it's like, all right, but isn't all right. This somebody I can see myself with, but let me see how he is, like really is. Let me be around him more to see what's really gonna happen.
Yeah, because you don't
walk in my motherfucking bathroom and you pee on my toilet seat. You hear what I'm saying? Hold on, look. Don't walk in my shit and you pee on my toilet seat, nigga. I done know you for a year.
Everybody is
and you
not
mean
perfect,
to tell me you done got like, comfortable enough seriously. To think that you ain't about to no. Like
everybody
I don't know.
Is not perfect.
Okay, now
I got
say
my flaws and people just gotta start taking accountability, like for the stuff that they put out to the world.
Really want in life.
Yeah. Okay, now say if y'all was dating for a year. Right. Then y'all break up. You just wasted a whole motherfucking year of your life.
That's why I was like, I'd rather not be together. I'd rather just be that's why I'm like, I'd rather not be together. I'd rather just, you feel me? I'd rather still get to know each other. And if we could take our time, we could take our time. Because, like I said, you still don't get to know each other with even being around a motherfucker for a whole year. Y'all ain't together. Y'all real life gonna be like, no. Y'all real life gonna be like,
and then
I've been around this person for a year. Like, okay. And then you gonna start weighing the pros and cons so far.
Yeah.
But I be noticing shit differently after a year.
Mm-hmm.
Like so that's why I don't know if I'm going to be ready to commit to a motherfucker. Because after this whole year, I still done started noticing a little
she
something
ain't
different.
She ain't got time to waste.
Oh, no, nah, she Brand going straight.
Okay. Got time to
I ain't
waste.
Playing no games.
She said,
I'm standing on next.
No, that's where you go with your standards.
I'm standing on business.
Yep, that's where you go with your standards at. Like, yep.
And then, like,
I'm
with that, too, like,
I'm not there yet. Mm-hmm. So I'm learning from
you
that.
You're still young.
I'm getting fast. So I'm still, like, I ain't ready to settle down. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
Period.
And then say if it's kids in the play. Say your kids then got comfortable with the person. So that's why I was like, I ain't got a time because I'm about to be having different niggas running in and out of my house. Like, especially when I got kids. Like,
especially running in and out of your kids. Like,
right. Yeah, that too. Like, my kid get comfortable with this nigga. And then we break up a year later. Like, then my kid like, oh, where's such and such at? Like,
that's why I'm not about to be with no nigga before a year. Or after a year, nigga. Hold on. After this year up, we done been around each other for a little bit. So let me see. Let me see if he gonna still be the same way, or let me see if things gonna change, or let me see how he really is. You feel me? Like, because like I said, once you move in with a motherfucker, like, you really get to know a motherfucker. Like, you know how they live, you know what they doing, you know what you know.
That's why I advise everybody,
take your time.
Right.
Yeah, that's
date.
Why I was like, yeah,
like, do not
when
move
you
in.
Really know.
Yeah, like,
when you make me in love, nigga. When you make me in love.
Okay, so, and that's what I'm about to get to.
Okay.
For me, if I'm, like, deeply spiritually moved by you, because everything to me is a spiritual thing for me, and if I'm deeply moved by you in the first week or 2 weeks, like, I don't think I have any control to wait, because, like, it's like, when you really like somebody, you don't really look at it like, let me see if I can see what's going to happen. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes when it's moving, it's moving. And you just like, well, damn, like, you know what? This motherfucker really is on point. Like, so for me, I just feel like you said, it just depending on the time, the person, it depends on,
If
you are the person you saying you are, and you checking off all my checks and bounds with what you're doing, and I just don't think it's, I just feel like if I'm in love with you, and sometimes you don't even know you really in love with a person until they do.
Oh, you know.
Because, you know, a person can talk all day long.
But
they
can
say,
when you're in love with somebody.
They can say everything under the sun. Like, they can, you know, they'll do everything you need them to do. They'll say all the shit that didn't need to be said or whatever the case may be. But it's like the actions speak louder than words.
Yeah, you
like, and I can really fall in love with somebody if their actions is just on point. Like,
But don't let them, like, fall either after
time comes. But see, this is the thing, like, of course you don't let them fall or whatever, like, but at the end of the day, it's kind of like, you know, you really don't have control over how you feel about somebody. Because if you feel it, you feel it. Like, I really believe that when you really like somebody, if you feel it, you feel it. Like, you can't control that. Like, even though you want to push back and be like, ooh, like, let me just see. Because then you may be crazy as fuck. You want
to keep your guard up. Like, you know, at the same time, you want to bring it down.
But the thing is, keeping your guard. But the thing is, yeah, you're going to keep your guard up at all times with anybody you with. But check this out. But this is the thing I'm saying. Like, by keeping your guard up with this person, you kind of like, what if you're blocking your blessing?
Right.
Because you like so guarded, like, you know what I'm saying? To the point, like, if this person is really showing you that they fuck with you, they rock with you, they this, they that, and they doing all these things, and you still kind of like, it's kind of like, you know, you may, it may work in it, but I feel like this, I'm going to say this too, because if you keeping your guard up with that person, then that probably ain't the person for you. I will say that too, because some people, when you dating and you like this person, yeah, you might like them a lot. They may be cool, this, that, and the third. But at the end of the day, it's like, if I still got second guess, it's like, maybe there's something there that's reason why I haven't, like, really gone ahead and committed to you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but what if you second guessed it, but you still just let your guard down? And then it just, like, motherfucker really showed up and showed out, and they still be showing up and showing out. Like, so then it's like, not even like I even feeling wise. So now you let your guard down. Now what you gonna do? Cause I ain't gonna hold you. Is the person still doing the same thing that they was doing before I let my guard down?
Yeah, that's another thing. Like, I feel like the way you got me, you got to continue to do what you was doing. Yeah,
still make me feel how you make me
now
feel.
Now that you got me. When you like, first got me. You start lacking. Nah.
Yeah, we lack.
We going on days doing this. You buying flyers. And then we get together. Where the flyers at? Like,
don't get me wrong. We lack sometimes. That's cool. But still don't lack to the point to where it's like, all right, nigga, I got her. We cool. Mm-hmm. I'm comfortable. She know I do it. It ain't about I know you would do it. Niggas still do it.
Yeah, like, that's the thing. Motherfuckers get too comfortable.
Like, yeah.
Right. Yeah. Don't get too comfortable.
Because a relationship is a job. I feel like it's a job.
Yeah.
So, like I said, the way you got me, you got to continue to do those things. If you start lacking, I can go, what they always say? Well, one nigga won't do, another one will.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I feel.
Shit, the choir just spoke. Because I feel the same way. And you'll be gone if I feel that way.
Right, like, you gotta go.
That's what I'm saying, wait that year to figure out, like, alright, let's see.
Okay, so look, okay, so you say wait a year, right? Okay, waiting a year. It's cool. Like, if you got your probation periods, because everybody got their probation. Mine's is like 90 days, 3 weeks, give me 3 months, 3 solid good months, everything gets continued. Then we can see.
Okay.
But sometimes you don't have control over those 3 months, because even in those 3 months, you can fall in love with this person and then they can change on the third month.
Right.
So it's still probation period.
Right.
So even when waiting in that year, don't you think, like, well, that's your probation period. If that's how long it takes for you to see what the fuck is up, then that is what it is.
Hell yeah.
So At least I can't give it a year.
To even get to know somebody, like, not even about feelings, like, to even get to know someone, like.
But that's the thing. You would never know someone. You would never know someone. Y'all could be together for 20 years.
We need another FT in this bitch.
See, I freaked them.
Okay, thank you, Jesus.
That's why I say 6 months to a year, because that 6 months, that's like y'all honeymoon stage.
I gotta cue it.
Yeah, okay.
But my thing is, I feel where both of y'all coming from.
I gotta be
in the mic.
I feel where both of y'all coming from, but I'm still young. You feel me? I didn't, in these couple years, I done dated like 3 guys and actually been in a relationship, so I haven't found.
And don't even find it. Keep doing.
I haven't seen it.
My bad.
I like being in a relationship. I don't know Maybe I was just looking for it. Maybe it need to come find me.
Like you're looking for it in the wrong places. This mm-hmm. It'll come natural. You will know when you found your person.
Yes, you will. Like, you will know.
Like, it took me a while. I'm just now finding my person. I'm 30, 31.
Girl, like, I'm talking about you have bubble guts every time you see him. Like, damn, mm-hmm. girl, I gotta go. Like, you have bubble guts, butterflies, all of that. Like, that's what I'm like. If you don't feel like that girl, no. Everybody just gonna be
I'm gonna take my time.
Yep, definitely.
Okay, well, it is what it is, y'all. Okay. I'm going to read this because people don't really know. I mean, some people know what twin flame is, and I just want to kind of brush up, like, the thoughts of a twin flame because I want people to...
Can we have, like, a little cook? Because I got to go. Look, you know what I got to do. I got to go use the bathroom.
You can go use the bathroom.
I ain't, because I'm going to go.
We, you know what I'm saying? Well, okay, so twin flame. Before you go, let me read this connection. What is a twin flame versus soulmate? Connection, many cultures believe twin flame is one soul split. Twin flame reveals part of one another and might share similar behavioral tendencies. On the other hand, the ideal of soulmates is two souls with special emotional connection. Soulmates are compatible but might have different personalities.
So
you can go ahead and go use the bathroom now. And I'm going to talk to y'all too. So, twin flame.
I believe in twin flame, but I believe that it can go a way that you don't want to go if y'all... I don't want to go into zodiac signs, but if y'all, like, air and fire sign don't match, like, water and all of that sign don't match, then y'all not going. You feel me? Because I'm a fire sign. So
okay.
I'm going to need some water. I'm going
to
need some earth.
To put your ass out because that attitude.
Me? Right. Like, if you ain't bringing that earthy that stuff balance. To me, yeah, like, I need some balance. If you can't bring that, then twin flame can turn into toxicity.
Okay, I agree. I don't disagree with that. Corinne, how you feel about that? Like, how do you feel about twin flame?
I feel like you can meet your soulmate. You really can. You would know when that person is.
But from what the study say, it says twin flame mate. Many cultures believe twin flame is one soul split. Twin flame reveals part of one another and might share similar behavior tendencies. So let's just say, for instance, a twin flame is more so like, let's just say if y'all both are what's the word? If y'all both... Let's just say if y'all both like love stories. Mm-hmm. Love movies or whatever, love stories or whatever. But the split would be you like the love story on a deeper level than the person that's with you, even though they understand what that love story is. So it's kind of like the split of the same thing, but it's more of in like you
y'all have different perspectives. Like different
perspective of that, mm-hmm. yeah, of that love.
So y'all really gonna always clash?
No, not necessarily clash because it's the same flame, mm-hmm. but. Yeah, I guess you could say sometimes you may clash with that. Like, but
I mean, I feel like there's okay. y'all gonna always have disagreements. Like, everybody gonna have disagreements in a relationship. So it didn't necessarily have to be a twin thing, mm-hmm. basically, because y'all gonna always have different opinions on shit. So
and so much alike,
right? So y'all gonna have y'all pros and cons about different things and all that. So. Mm-hmm. You listen to that person's experience or that person's opinions, and he listens to yours, and then maybe y'all can, like, regroup and then come back like, okay, yeah, you right, like.
Right. Okay. Let me ask y'all, what do twin flame mean to y'all?
Mm.
like you were saying, though, I would feel like, yeah, split souls. Y'all do have y'all disagreements or y'all opinions, but y'all always come back to a common ground.
Yeah. Like, that's how, what a twin flame
yeah,
can
that's
be.
How I would
it
say.
Is. That's
yeah.
what it's.
See, look, twin flame mean to me is loyalty. I'm a fire sign. You feel me? Like, you better come. We both come in with loyalty. So if we both know that I wouldn't do something that you wouldn't do, why would you do it? You feel me? Like, we ain't going to even do it to each other. Like, we come with knowing that if something was to happen, you feel me, besides after set, you feel me? Like, we all going to know what's going on. Like, we all going to, I'm going to know. I better know. If I'm with a motherfucker or if I'm with my family or anything, like, I better know that they going to have me 10 toes down.
Okay.
Another thing, like, you got to think of it like, you know, with humans, you can have twins. But twins are not always identical.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you got to think about that. Like, that's why I'm saying, like, yeah. he can have his opinion and you can have yours.
Yeah.
But at the same time, y'all come together as an understanding.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I look at it.
Okay, that's exactly what a twin flame is.
Yeah, so my thing about twin flame is that it could be toxic. So sometimes you gotta, like, really get to know the person.
You do. Because, twin flames can be toxic. Let me tell you how. Because for instance, I done been with somebody that's my sign.
Ooh, wee.
Okay.
How'd that go?
I'm a Leo, and I was with a motherfucker that's a Leo. And he was so much more aggressive than me. Like he's so much more aggressive. And it's like, but I'm still a Leo. So I still feel like I'm powerful too, nigga. I still feel like you ain't gonna have one up on me either, nigga. I'm coming in like lion, big lion, not the little one. Like, I can't do it. So it's like he was so aggressive, but he was lovable. Like, he was lovable. Like, he had love, but it just, I don't know. When we clicked together, girl, wasn't working. That shit did not work at all. Like, so we couldn't even come to an agreement.
Okay, so I'll ask y'all this. Since we going into Zodiac, do y'all believe a lot of the Zodiac shit is true?
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I do.
Ren?
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because, you know, they did have a thing where I read it where it says something like on the lines of, depending on the season you were born in and the time frame and the weather and all that, your energy, that's the energy that I guess come into your soul or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I
that's what I told
you, know.
Yep.
So a lot of the times it just, sometimes it could just be depending on, but you may was born in winter time and you just a cold hearted motherfucker because you ain't getting yes. no warmth. Like,
Sagittarius.
No, it's so great.
So,
but I would feel like,
well,
I'm
y'all.
So if you, if you born in spring or fall. Fall, to me, people that are born in the fall, that's a lot of times are hopeless romantics.
They're so, like, sweethearts.
Yeah, a lot of people, like, that are born in the fall.
I because grandma, the fall, she's sweethearted.
Because the fall is that transition of, yeah. like, the turn they up is. And then it's kind of wind down. Like, so you got that wind down energy. People that are born in summertime, you know, they fiery. They, it's we hot outside. That. It's turnt. Like, you know, so it's all about the look and where you at, who you going,
but
where you going.
Don't forget them air signs.
But when you in spring, hold on, we going to get to that in a minute. When you in spring,
toxic.
Hold on, I'm an air sign, so what you trying to say?
Sorry.
First of all, hold on. First of all, air all day.
Oh, you are air.
Hold on.
Damn.
Let's
I see why you trying to say air.
I'm water. I'm water.
See how you be trying to put the fur out.
Hold on. Let's not get it twisted.
Y'all everywhere.
Because air, let me tell you right now. I'm
right, they blowing everywhere.
No, this is the thing. Y'all need to hear this. I am an airbender, okay? So if you watch the show Airbender, we moves fire, water, earth.
I like
that. Yeah,
bitch, we are burning. We are blowing y'all motherfucking fire out.
I just
water get the moving crazy. Bitch, we'll give you a hurricane.
I just said y'all everywhere.
Y'all crazy, though.
So we everywhere. Like, what you mean?
I said it.
Okay, now.
Don't ever try to play an air sign. Like, what you mean?
Now, the question you just asked, you said that we believe in zodiac signs. Okay, so I feel like I believe at it to a certain extent. Because you saying, like, Because I feel like I'm, you saying like with the seasons. I feel like, I don't know. I was born like on the borderline of winter and spring.
Yeah.
Because my birthday March 5th. So I feel like I got a lot of different qualities about myself.
Yeah,
like I can be romantic, hopeless romantic, just but I can also I can also be toxic.
That just gave me the chance.
I can also be ratchet. Like I can get there. Oh, I really can. Like you. If you bring it out of me, I can get there. That's why I say I feel like I'm on the borderline of that.
Yeah, because Leos get there.
Cause these Leo. Pisces, yeah, and Pisces are Pisces. Pisces could be cold hearted also. I could be cold hearted as fuck, and I can. Oh boy, what?
No, Leo is very family oriented.
That too. We sweethearts too. Like we got a lot of different.
My cousin is a Pisces. Yeah, we can very family oriented. She don't play. She okay. She do all the plans.
But what I'm saying is like Leos can get we get cold hearted, but we still got warmth and love to us. You feel me? Like, but we can get home because I ain't going to hold you. Once you take us there and it be like, okay, look, I'm done. Don't play about
me or my people.
Like, you heard me? Like, because once you take us there, that's it. That's it. That's it for me. Like, I wrap that shit up. You better rip me out
I
the plastic.
I think I believe more of the air and the fire and the all of that more.
Yeah.
Like, the Zodiac cool because I feel like I could click with anybody.
Yeah. But I don't feel like, okay, say y'all both are
it's
Leos.
It's just about the what are you bringing to me? Is you trying to warm me up? Or are you trying to bring, huh?
I feel like, okay, y'all both Leos. Okay.
It's your hair.
Y'all both Leos. So I feel like, but y'all could be two different people, but be the same sign.
Yeah.
Because like with me, like, I'm a Pisces, like I was saying. And I know a lot of Pisces. Some of the Pisces I know are emotional, but I'm not emotional. I wear my heart on my sleeve. That's why I feel like, that's why I feel like I'm on the borderline. Like,
nah, it come from your background though. I think of your childhood.
Yeah, that could play a part. That really can.
But hold on. This goes back to what you just said. We Leos, but we can be two different people.
I can. Though.
We are two different people. But listen. With that Leo shit, with that sign shit, and all of that, we're still the same. Like, she really be thinking how I be thinking. Like, she really be on what I be on. Like, bitch, when it's grandma, bitch, it's grand time. I ain't coming outside, I ain't doing shit, bitch, I ain't either. You feel me? Like, we really be on the same type of time, but she's still her own person. Mm-hmm. She still do what she gotta do. She still, but I'm still doing what I gotta do too. Mm-hmm. Like, so it's like, hell yeah. Like, she's still her own person, but yeah.
Okay.
Well. Sorry, Libra.
That shit run deep. Hold on.
First of all, let me break this shit all the way down for
I
y'all.
I love me a Libra, though. I ain't gonna lie. Because, I love my friend Libra.
Because
so.
Motherfuckers be trying to play me. Just like,
I love
hold on,
Libra.
First of all, wait. Before y'all hold say on. Anything, let me get my shit off.
Let me just say I love me a Libra, too.
Okay, let me get my shit off. Before motherfuckers try to play Libras like we ain't that it. We the only ones that know how to balance this shit. Like,
yeah, I do.
Because at the end of the day, like, I can meet anybody, like, and I can really, really, like, tap into how each person feels.
Yeah.
And I can, like, weigh the shit, like, what is up and what's down, like, what's left and what's right. A lot of these signs, it's either cold or hot. You don't even think about why the person is feeling that way. Mm-hmm. But Libras, we think about the whole spectrum, like, from, like, what did you do to this person? Some signs be like, it ain't about what I did, it's what the fuck they did to me. But it's like, no.
Because yeah, that's because
it takes two to tango.
Sorry to say.
You know, it takes two to tango. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, I feel like when it comes to my sign, I feel like we get misunderstood a lot of the times. It's because we really, really pay attention to every fucking aspect of it.
And I love
my thing is, and this is my thing. This is what I'm going to say about a Libra. Libras, we always go back to where it started. Mm-hmm. Most people be where it is. Mm-hmm. Like, but it's like, what led up to that? Like, right. You know what I'm saying? then I'll be my judge and be like, oh, you was wrong for that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Because you can't just tell me some bullshit and think I'm just because we cool or I'm with you.
Then I'm just going to run with it.
I'm just run with the shit.
Yeah.
No, I need to understand, like, the whole entire spectrum of what led up to where it is. Like if, when I'm in relationships, I pay attention to how it started and what led up to the bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the times, Libras, we don't say shit. Like, we were really... And I'll say this, Libras, we really will let you play your motherfucking self. Like, we'll let you do everything you think you're doing wrong. Like, and we just be looking like, oh, for real? Oh, I got you. Because when it's time for me to bomb on your ass, because while you doing all this fuck shit, like, I got one up on you. Because we don't say shit. Like, we don't, you know, a lot of signs, they like to argue and go through the whole emotion and shit. I just sit there and watch you fuck up. Like, and I be like, oh, okay. So watch what I do.
Right.
And when I do it, it's vicious as fuck.
Now, with that,
And then it's the thing is, like, we don't, because see, Libras, we don't like to argue. We don't like confrontation. We not about to sit there and be like, why you did this and this and this and this and that. My whole thing is like this, and I'll say this, like, a lot of the times, like, people don't really realize that, people know what they doing.
Mm-hmm.
So, why you think you got a up on me?
Uh-huh.
I got three of them bitches up on you. Because I'm letting you do what you do. Because
I'm not the one main of the three.
Folk.
Because I'm not the main one, folk. The two, or...
Now, with that being said, I feel like what you were saying, folk. Sincere...
Okay.
Now, what you were just saying, I feel like they don't even have nothing to do with signs or zodiac signs or whatever, because everybody has their own personality. And everybody has their own mind. So you saying, like, you can get vicious, you don't like to argue. That's I'm the same way, but I'm a Pisces.
I don't
like to argue. I don't like drama. And none of that. So I feel like that don't even really have to do with your sign.
It don't.
It has to do with just the who you are as the person.
Yeah. That's why I say, hold on, look. This goes back into where I just tell her. I said, yes, we the same sign. We the same sign. But she's still her own person, and I'm my own person. Because I'm the type of person that can get like that, too. You feel me? And I'm a Leo. So I don't feel like it got nothing to do with size either. It's just about the person.
I'm learning.
It's the person you are. Because sometimes you got to tell.
Yo, your mic. You got to, yeah.
Because I was just in a situation where I had to.
It's like, oh, when you go over that way. Then
sometimes you got to tell a motherfucker, like, no. Or sometimes you got to show a motherfucker, like, I'm not playing. Because you can't keep letting people take advantage of you, or you can't keep letting people get over on you, or you can't keep letting people not treat you the way you supposed to be treated. Like, if I'm treating you like this, you better treat me the same way.
Right.
Flat out.
Okay. Like I said, for me, like you said, yeah, treat me the same way, but I don't even look at it like that. I really don't. Because my whole thing is the whole time, why you think you know what you're doing to hurt me. I'm paying attention to your fuck up. So my fuck up is going to make me react to get the fuck out your way.
For sure.
Because I ain't even about to address it. Because my whole thing is, if we in this together, and it's some real shit, if I'm in this with you, and I tell you I don't like cheaters, I don't like liars, I don't like this, I don't like that, and then you go against the grain and do all this fuckery shit, you think I'm about to go through your phone and all that shit? You think
Look,
and then this is another thing. You think I'm about to be sitting there like, why you do this and where was you at and this, that, and that? No, you know what? The reason why I'm not going to do all of that, because, baby, you showed your hand. And guess what? When you do, and I'm not going to say shit.
Exactly.
Because I don't believe, I feel like as an adult, it's about respect. It's about loyalty. It's about understanding your mate and what they stand for and what they don't stand for. And if you can't fit those requirements because you a fuck nigga, that's normally what they are, fuck niggas. Let's call it what it is.
Yeah.
Whether they, I don't give a fuck if they black, white, Hispanic, they all fuck niggas.
Yep.
So if you a fuck nigga, you a fuck nigga.
Nigga.
So my thing is, don't it's just like, I'm not about to play that game with you. Like, I'm not even about to be sitting there and be like, oh, I'm mad at you. Why you do this? And you did that. And then I still be with you. That looks stupid for me. Mm-hmm. So what I'm going to do is let you fuck up. Do your big one. And then I'm going to do my big one over here when I'm not with you.
Right. Adios. Adios.
I'm going to do my big one and move it back the way.
Adios.
I am a firm believer in
moving out the way.
Because it's pointless to even argue with a motherfucker when you know what they doing wrong. It's like, oh, your mama didn't teach you.
They know what they doing wrong. Their mama did teach
them. So my thing is, like I say, I don't like a lot of the Zodiac shit is not true, but Libras, we will let you fuck up. And we will watch the whole time. Like, and then we even play like we don't even see what you doing. We act like, oh, you know, it'd be just regular, like, and you'd be like, oh, I got this man.
Period.
I got you. Why do you think I left and moved back up here?
Why do you think I got that?
Because I'm not about to get in the car and this lube in the car, baby, and it was just in the house. Oop. So, you know, just shit like that. Like, and I don't even want to hear your excuses or why or whatever, because when I showed you that I knew it, you didn't say nothing. Like, if I show you that I know you doing something wrong and you just blatantly don't say nothing,
gotta go.
It's gotta go.
That means you disrespect.
Because then you don't even give a fuck how I feel for real. You gotta just doing shit.
That means you disrespect.
So it's just like, oh, okay, I got you.
It's just gonna be like,
one up.
Absolutely not. Absolutely fucking
Libras,
not.
Libras, we stay one up. The fuck? Okay, y'all. So let's moving along. This is really good, ladies. Let's see where we at. How do you start a deep romantic conversation? Y'all go around them one at a time. Nana, you go first. Hold on, wait. Before you say anything, Cameron D, I'm gonna keep it on me and just push it before we. Push it. There we go. I'm gonna wait till you sit down.
I've been a camera lady before. Oh, let me do my one too. Y'all know I've been a camera lady before, huh? See, well, they ain't got to have all this fancy ass shit. Yeah.
Too much going on around here.
Leave it right there. Okay, so once again, the question was, how do you start a deep romantic conversation? Nana, you go. What does that mean to you, like, to start a conversation where it's meaningful and it's romantic and all of that? So, like, how do you go into that? What do you think you should say and do when you're starting that type of starting a deep romantic conversation? Like, so how does that go in your head, and how do you feel, like, you know?
For me, I think, like, a romantic conversation would be just, like, talking about, like, everything. Like, just basically getting to know each other on another level. Like, just laying in a bed, talking about, like, everything that come to mind. That will be my romantic conversation.
That's good. I feel like a deep romantic conversation, it would come from within. So y'all basically just expressing y'all feelings and telling each other what y'all want out of life. And then see if y'all can, like, come to a common ground. And y'all like, oh, yeah, like, I want that, too. Like, I want to get married type shit. And I want a bad house. And, like, just y'all goals, basically. Like, y'all, like, when he wanna know your goals and your dreams, that's some whole nother level shit. Like, he ain't just worried about what's in between your legs and nothing like that. He want to know where you want to go, what you want to be. Like, that's my deep romantic conversation.
Mine would be, I feel like, just like starting from the roots, like starting from the beginning, like, you know, what was you as a, you know, as a kid? How was you as growing up? And, you know, that conversation leads to, like, you know, like, damn, babe, like, I wish I can be there. Boy, mm-hmm. you know, boy, this is what I've been through. You feel me? Like, and then it's like, damn, we done vibed out there. So it's like, now I feel like this. And this is how I feel. And this is what I want to do. And this is where I want to go. Like, so a deep romantic conversation, me, it just starts from, like, the ground up on how somebody was brought up and mm-hmm. where they came from and what they really want to do in life, like, right. and where you really want to go with it, like, and how we going to begin, like, how we going to begin to start, like, you want to start the day, you want to start tomorrow, like, you know, I just feel like that brings up just everything with romance and success, all of that, growth, all of that. Mm-hmm.
Well, y'all pretty much said it. That's just how I feel about it. Like, it starts from, like, the beginning. Like,
the roots.
Like, how you were raised and, you know, what's your long-term, short-term goals. And then if it goes into where y'all start being with each other, y'all start realizing, like, where are we trying to go with this? Like, how are we trying to grow together? And
right. Are y'all willing to build? It
becomes very romantic. Like,
it does.
Because it's like, okay, like what you like really to do. Trying to put your, you giving me a part of you and I'm giving myself a part of myself to you. Mm-hmm. And yes, it's romance in that.
And like, it's like y'all,
when you get to know a person, like, then you get to dig deep. Mm-hmm. Then that's when you really get to, like, understand, like, ooh, it's okay, so he like this. So I'm going to do something really nice on a romantic level where he know that I appreciate the fact that he told me this, or the fact that he can understand, the fact that I can understand where he came from when he told me that or opened up to me, you know, like, so I feel like being on, like, a romance level, it comes from, like, really, like, who you are, like, where you, where, what you, where you want to go, where you want to start from, like.
And then another thing with that is I feel like y'all could put yourselves in each other's shoe steps, like,
mm-hmm.
like, so y'all can understand each other a little bit more, like, okay, say his family grew up with the mom and the dad and they mm-hmm. both was married, but you didn't have your dad around type mm-hmm. shit, like,
sure.
just put yourself in each other's shoe steps, like,
for sure,
how would that make this person feel, shit like that, like,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
So putting each other in each other's footsteps,
or each other's shoes, yeah.
Putting each other in each other's foot. Mm-hmm. But you know what? Sometimes you can meet somebody, and I will say this, people, you can meet somebody, and they life story can be damn near identical to yours. Like, that, you know what
yes,
I'm saying?
To
where it's mm-hmm. like, you understand me in ways that most people wouldn't understand because they didn't go through that. And right. I think a lot of the times it right. has to do with familiarity.
That goes back to twin flame.
Yeah,
that goes back to twin flame.
Because look, and I'm gonna touch on this because it's something I didn't read. Where was it at? Okay. Okay, so this one, it says some of these signs include intense sense of familiarity, recognition, or longing. When a person encounters a twin flame, there will be extreme sense of recognition and familiarity. People may feel intense bond as though they have been knowing each other forever.
Yes, that's
so
true.
That's part of a
yeah,
twin
that is true. It really
like,
is.
You can meet somebody and feel like I done met, man, you can meet somebody and feel like, damn, I feel like I done met you for about 5 years.
Yeah, that's another thing when I say, like, y'all put each other in each other's shoes, like each other's footsteps. Like, yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
You can really connect with somebody like, damn, like, we exactly the same. Like, we grew up the same way. Like, yeah. We connect on a different type of level.
Yeah. So, like, do y'all feel like y'all have met y'all? Do y'all feel like y'all have met y'all match sometime before? Or do y'all feel like it's still out there? I got a lighter. Do y'all feel like it's still out there?
Well, our match?
Like,
our
do
person.
You feel like you met your ultimate match? The person that you should be with forever?
Yeah.
Because you know,
I'm single.
And,
so,
I'm going to say this.
Okay, so look, I'm single. So I really can't say that I've met my my ultimate person.
Yeah.
Because I'm still single. So it's like, I've met somebody who potentially could be. I've met somebody who potentially could be the person. But, you know, like I said, it just still take with time. Like, because I done been in a relationship for 2.5 years, y'all. Like, and look, that shit ain't work. So it was like, I should have just waited a little bit longer to see this nigga to act like how he was acting after I got in a relationship with him. You feel me? Like, so that should be different when you get in a relationship with a person. That's why I'd rather just keep it how he is now with my ultimate person. I'd rather keep what we got going on just now.
Do you believe that there's a such thing as the ultimate person you're supposed to be with?
Yes.
Like, do you believe that you can find a person that, yes, like, ultimately, this is what,
yes,
I'm, yes, there's, but there is someone out there for everybody.
For sure.
If not more than one.
Man's not in Cincinnati.
Yeah, they might not even be in the same state, but you're going to find your person, though, no matter how long it takes.
I'm looking for you.
Okay. She said, I'm looking for you.
Okay, so yeah, we moving on. What is y'all biggest fear of love? What is y'all biggest fear of love? And I want everybody to go around the room and let everybody speak. And I want to hear from everybody. So Nana, you got the floor. Go.
My biggest fear of love. Like, you seeing, like, from somebody?
Just period.
I don't feel like I have no fear of love. Like, because I give love. So, that's what it...
It's broke right there.
I feel like that's what it should add to. If you give love, then you shouldn't worry about receiving it. Or, I don't have no fear of that. I just feel like I give love. I know I'm loved. And that's all that matters.
My biggest fear of love would be getting my heart broken. Like, I can't deal with that. Like, I put all this effort into you, and I'm doing this, I'm doing that, putting my time into you, my energy, and then all of a sudden, like, you wasn't that one. Like, I can't deal with getting my heart broken. And I feel like what you was just saying, how... Like, what you just said? You just said some shit like,
I give love, so okay, I'm not worried about receiving it.
That's another thing. Okay, you get, like me, I give love.
Let me tell y'all, man.
But some people don't give the same love.
Okay, hold on. Wait. Go ahead, one at a time.
Let me tell y'all, man.
Oh, you were saying you give love, but some people don't give love the way you want it to be received. So it's like, you want to give love and you want it back in return. Some people don't do that.
But what did God put us here for?
They put us here to give love, but some people,
but that's it.
But some people give off hate. Or they love in a different type of way.
Okay, so I get what both of y'all saying. Libra shit. Let me tell you how we roll. Because you know, you motherfuckers try to play like we don't be paying attention. So Nana is saying, spiritually, we are automatic lovers.
Mm-hmm.
So we give love automatically. Boom. That's what it is. That's what it's always going to be. That's what it's been from the beginning. You know, if you want to go into Christianity, all of that, God, Jesus, all of that, it's all about love and love and humanity and all of these things. But what Lana is saying is she gives love unconditionally and she don't worry about receiving it, because even if you do her wrong, she's not going to let you, yo fuck up. Fuck what she got going on.
Okay, so can I tell y'all, man?
So, go ahead. I get that. But, yeah, the biggest fear, so she really doesn't have a fear. Now, Ren is saying, as far as fear, hers is getting her heart broke.
Yeah, because I can give all the love in the world.
Okay.
But then when I don't get it back in return, I feel like, damn, like you playing me type shit. Like,
so I will say this. Your biggest fear is being played, right?
Rejected.
Rejection. So the thing is with that is, like, regardless if you give it out, and you know, and that's just being human. You being human because all humans think about if you're going to cheat, if you're going to do me wrong, if you're going to hurt me. Mm-hmm. That's just a normal thing. And it's nothing wrong with that at all. Nothing wrong with that at all. So her love language is more fear. Yours is not fear because you like, okay, regardless of whatever you do it, I'm going to do me anyway. So, but hers is just like, just don't fuck me over. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm giving my all to you and you end up on some bullshit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So hers is fear. That's her being
heartbroken.
Heartbroken. So go ahead, Desire. What is yours?
Mine's is giving too much. Like, we just don't stop giving. And then we just keep giving. And I'm still giving. Like, it's just giving too much. Where it's just like, when do we stop? When do we stop? Like, for real. Like, it's giving too much. Like, I don't know how to stop giving love. That's my biggest fear. I don't know how to stop giving it. So when do I stop I don't even know how to stop giving it. So when do I stop? It's giving too much love to where it's like, damn, here I'm go, still giving it.
So you kind of like me, like we give.
This go back into Nana's. Giving too much. And I don't even know how to stop.
But that's the thing, though.
No matter how much. So this goes back on the purpose on what I know my purpose is. My purpose is I give love. Like I give so much love and I be trying so hard for everybody. But sometimes everybody gonna, you know, understand where I'm coming from or understand how I feel or, you know. But it's just giving too much to where it's like, all right, it don't even matter. But I still love you. And I still ain't going nowhere.
Right.
Like it's just giving too much. And then they still sitting here doing the same shit. And it's like, damn, man. Like, I still love you. And I still ain't going nowhere. Like, my biggest fear is just giving too much. Like, I just be giving too much fucking love. Sometimes we be having to slow down. But it's hard.
And you know what? It's crazy you said it. And I'm going to say this. And then I'll let y'all, you know, get y'all shit off. I think I give too much love sometimes. And it may not be reciprocated the right way with the other person because they looking at it like you. Some people be looking at it like you too thirsty.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, this is what I was taught. This is what I know. And I tell people this all the time. I didn't grow up in a family where everybody was fighting and turned up and motherfuckers was, you know what I'm saying? Like, I grew up in a family where everybody was chill and love. And
even when we was fighting.
Hold on. Let me get my shit out. And then, you know, the family-wise, as far as, like, you done see my aunts and uncles fighting and carrying on. You know, my mom and my aunt, they about the two ratchetest. So, you know, you gonna get called bitch with them. Like, it is what it is. But the other ones is kind of like real sensitive and mellow and all this other stuff. But then you have the other two aunts they like twins, if you ask me. They the turn up. Like, mm-hmm. You going to get the real deal.
Like, for real.
And then you're going to get your feelings hurt. But in our family, like I said, like, I didn't see my family, like, going through a lot of traumas and mm-hmm. beating on each other and cussing each other and not talking for months on end. So, only thing I know how to give is love. Like, right. And then that's sometime when I'm with somebody, it's like, I will show you the ultimate love. Like, but a lot of people you get with, they didn't never see that. They didn't never witness it. They don't know what that shit feels like.
Yes.
Okay.
That's why people feed off our family.
And then mm-hmm. it's not even
like,
that.
Maybe people like really can't grasp our energy. Cause the way we come, like, yeah, we come with love. Like,
friendships.
We gonna invite you in. We gonna make you feel comfortable. Like, all of that.
I ain't give them $10 on cash.
That goes.
We can't get on our bullshit though. Like, we don't play no games. We don't be with the fuck shit.
That goes back to friendships.
That was mad at me because I did not motherfucking send $10 on cash.
That goes back to.
So you turned down a 20-year friendship over
$10?
Oh, no. Nah. See, that's fucked up.
See, that goes back to how do you know somebody is the perfect match?
Not that deep.
Because y'all, like you were saying, though, we grew up off of love.
We family, though.
But that person you with probably grew up off survival. Well,
yeah.
So, we giving, they receiving it, but they not, they not giving what we giving type shit. Like, yeah.
So yeah, our family has definitely grew up off of that. Like, but people, I feel like that's why people grasp towards our family a lot. Like, they be catching our vibes. You feel me? Like I said, we do be on our bullshit sometimes. Like, don't get me wrong, we ain't perfect, motherfucker, by far. Like, we do be on our bullshit, but at the end of the day, that shit really don't even be mattering. Like, we all really still come together, still look out for each other, still make sure everybody okay, still call each other every other day.
And I'll say this, a lot of people don't understand that language of what family is about.
Yeah.
Because they family so divided.
And it's like, that's why they grasp off of ours.
And it's just
so
like,
when a person come and they don't understand
you better be ready.
They come like, dang, y'all family, like,
I'm sure really, you the ultimate,
like, damn, know. Like, and your whole family like this, like, yeah.
Let me get that, because, damn, I'm not up with
you
the
still got the plastic on me.
No, Nana's did that. She
covered the dog. Yeah. I can't believe, you know what?
Make sure
I
learned something new today. Like, I did too. She been taught me that, but I ain't gonna say nothing.
I ain't even gonna say nothing.
Like, hand me that bottle.
That's when you know you a real smoker.
Motherfucker, like, I ain't gonna hold.
Because a real smoker gonna cover up the hole with the plastic.
You heard me.
You did your big one. Yeah, you did your big one.
You definitely did. Okay. Hand me the bottle, sis. But yeah, so I feel like that's why people grasp to our family. That's why people grasp, like, and then it come with, like, we really don't be on, like, a whole lot of negative-ass energy either. Like, you feel me? Like, we don't be liking all the negative energy. Sometimes, yeah, it pop off with us. It do. But, well, I ain't gonna hold you. When I start seeing that with my family, I be getting the fuck up through. Like, holler at me tomorrow. Mm-hmm. We ain't about to keep this going. I'll holler at you tomorrow.
The switch plans.
Yeah, so your biggest fear is you don't have the fear of love. Yours is being rejected. Yours is giving too much love and fear. Mine's biggest fear of love is being hurt. Because people, let me put this shit on me. Niggas. Look at y'all niggas. Yes. Nikki, I'll fuck with you,
nigga. Dusty ass, busty ass niggas.
Y'all lying in the pants ass nigga.
Nigga.
No, dick in this category, scam ass nigga. I be damn with a fucking nine man ass nigga.
I would never lie if that nigga fool me. I'm a bitch all the way out to Dubai. Pussy, you try.
Pussy ass nigga, you lie.
Pussy ass nigga, you high.
Bitch, I'm me. Honey on the wrist, I ski. All on the war by ski.
All I gotta say is fuck niggas. Fuck niggas.
So what is the word we're going to get?
Okay, so look, y'all. So, okay, my thing with it is, it's my biggest fear is being hurt.
Okay.
Because, like, even being, like, I'm, and I get what you're saying, Nana, when you say, like, I give it, so I don't expect for you to do what you do, what I do.
For sure.
But it's like, don't waste my motherfucking time.
That's what I be studying
like,
about.
Like, damn, like, even if you gonna fuck like, up, be 100 with that shit.
Period.
Like, come to the crib and be like, I cheated. I be like, oh, okay, I'm gonna go cheat too.
Like, no, you don't do that. This is what I'm saying. Like, giving too much love because two wrongs don't make it right. That don't mean you go out and cheat.
No. I'm just talking shit.
I know you is,
I'm just talking shit. But I'm saying, like, for me, it's like,
coming straight
up forward. Just be straightforward with me. Like, if you do what you do, just let me know so I can make my decision for myself.
If I want to stay.
If I want to stay or leave.
Yep.
Don't string me along.
Don't make me out looking crazy.
Don't make, and you know, and then people, and then everybody going to see y'all out in public. Y'all like, oh, he with somebody, this he, she with somebody, or whatever the case is. And then these person do what you do, and then it's like, damn, that's what they did? Like, so it's like, if I'm willing to, like, prove my love to the world for you, don't have me out here looking crazy.
Crazy. Right. Nigga, I better know everything you done motherfucking did before
because,
it even hit,
like,
the stream, block,
really putting
any of that
all
shit
into you, like, and it's just like, nigga, look at y'all niggas.
I better know what the fuck you nigga, did, nigga. What the fuck you been, who know, what's going
like,
on.
And I just know. And I just feel like this, y'all. Like, when it comes to fear, I feel that it's not so much a rejection, it's just more of like, don't waste my time. Yeah. So my biggest fear of love is wasting time. Because mm-hmm. you can be with somebody for 20 fucking years, they never cheat, and then that 30th year, they cheat. Mm-hmm. And then it's like,
but still, you don't.
And then peep this. And then the thing is, when they do it in that 30th year, you thinking the whole time, did you do it all them other years?
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's why you got to be real from the beginning.
So just be real. Just be like, honest. Just you could have cheated
28 just years care. Ago.
You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? If you a hoe, just say you a hoe.
Like, and it's okay. And let me know if I want to deal with you hoeing around or not.
Just say you a hoe, and I might not be with that shit. I respect a motherfucker that's real with me.
I do too.
And I might fuck with you still because you so 100. I'd be like, damn. You a cheater?
Like, you out here just acting crazy.
You doing that? Okay, so you know you're not getting none. No. Until you get your act right. But we may can go on a date every now and again.
But you better
just because I'm bored. Because I'm really fucking with you at this point because I'm bored.
Like, no,
because
you're going
to
make
so
that.
So, I'm going to need you to... Step your dick up, my nigga.
Step the so, cookies up.
Motherfuckers need to learn how to step their dick up when they fuck up. Like, you know what I'm saying? So if you do what you do and you show improvements, because I believe everybody deserves a second chance.
Yeah.
I believe everybody deserves, because nobody's perfect. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and that's just my thing. Like, but depend on what you did to me and how hard you went to hurt me. Then I'm like, oh, I ain't fucking with you.
Yeah, certain shit, I gotta be
good. Because if you cheat on me, let me tell you flat out right now. I ain't even about to lie, because fuck all that. If you cheat on me and don't tell me and I find out, that's I'm not fucking with you. But yep. If you cheat on me and come to me and tell me you cheated on me, I may consider it. Just because you was 100 with me.
Lot I said.
But then the thing is, but this is the thing.
Lotto said,
even if I give you a second chance, don't think you about to Lotto be all said, up in my grill like that.
Lotto said, how you let a nigga cheat and take him back? Fuck wrong with what must be your only nigga? How you let a nigga cheat and take him back must be your only nigga?
Yeah, I can't do it. If you cheat on me, it's over. Ain't no second chances.
The fuck?
Cheating is, that's a deal breaker.
That's a deal breaker. Because how you let a nigga cheat and take him back? That must
especially
be
if I'm only nigga. Especially if I'm like a good woman at that. Like, I cook, I clean, give you good, I'm a freak in the bed, but a lady in the streets. Like, if I'm all of that and then you still go out and cheat on me with an ugly bitch, first of all, you downgraded. Like, what did you go out there and do always. That for? Like, I'm not understanding. If you got everything at home, you got everything at home, why is you stepping out? So if you once you step out, it's slow.
Well, Rennie, what'd you say? She said, nigga fuck up with me the first time. Fuck.
It's slow.
Fuck.
You ain't my daddy, bitch. I'm big mama. Like she said, you ain't my daddy,
I went
bitch.
To
I'm
Rucci
big
too.
Mama.
Rennie Rucci said some shit too. Like, Lotto and Rennie. Like, Rennie Rucci said some shit too.
Rucci be lit, though. She
I told
lit.
You. I showed y'all that texture style. She
North
fucked
Carolina what? In the building. Okay. So, y'all, look. This has been wonderful. This is my favorite part of the show. And y'all know what favorite part it is. I want y'all to clap it up. Okay. We on TV. Everybody that knows and you don't pay me enough to care a podcast, we do this team building thing, and that gets you to know who the host is, the guest star, on a personal level. So I go around the room and I ask these numerous of questions. It's normally 5 questions, but sometimes I may have like a couple more. And in team building, like I said, like, it's getting to know that person on a personal level and what they think and their thoughts and all of this. And it's crazy questions, too. Like, so y'all have to be honestly truthful and really real with these questions, even if it hurts somebody that y'all fucking with right now. But we on the team building section, like, and I want everybody to clap it up one more again. Oh, like,
hey.
Okay, y'all. She better put them away. So, first question is, what is one thing you know you're wrong about?
I'm going to start.
Go ahead.
Mine's is my attitude.
Okay. Mine would be listening. Like, I feel like if you ain't paying my bills and shit, I ain't got to listen to nothing, nothing you got to say. I ain't listening to shit you have to say. Like, I'm going to still do me. Like,
wait a minute. I'm weak as fuck. Hers is attitude. Hers is listening. She ain't listening to no shit attitude. Unless you paying half on the rent.
Exactly. Fuck, like,
don't give me no attitude.
Like, okay.
Man, it's just patience. I ain't got no patience for nothing. I ain't got no patience for shit.
Yeah, that none. Is something you need to work on. That
I ain't
is.
Got no patience for nothing. I ain't about to sit in the car and wait. I ain't about to play with you. As soon as you say something to me out of line, I'm going all out in 2 to 4 yeah. and fifth. Like, and I don't know how to calm down. That's another one. Mm-hmm. I don't even know how to calm down. When I go there, I go there, nigga.
You go from 0 to 100 real quick.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, that and is something. Can't wait. That's something you need to work on.
I know. Right, I ain't let her down. I don't give a fuck. That's mine. She's like, mine is patience, and
she
I don't
there.
Know how to. I don't know how to calm down.
That's why
when
we need
get
to work
there.
On that.
I don't know, how to calm down, bitch. When I get there, it's on the floor.
I'm gonna work on it.
I am too, though. I am working on it, though, because if I wasn't, I ain't going to hold you. Like, look, patience is one thing. Look, I just sat here and did this podcast, and I'm kicking it, and I'm chilling, because I ain't going to hold you. I go, look, bitch, I better be gone about, like, 20 minutes ago. Y'all gotta be
you
got
to think, though, patience is a virtue.
Like, it is.
So you need to learn it.
It
you
is.
Really do.
It is.
That's why I named my child Patience.
Yeah.
You gotta have
and that's
some,
my baby.
You got to have some patience in life, boy.
Like you do.
That shit is.
And I'm learning, like, I really got to start slowing down and calming down, taking a deep
taking
breath, and just like, okay, some things just don't go
and you
got to
also.
Some things just don't happen the way you want it.
That,
some things just don't happen like that, D. Like, and it don't. Like, so I'm learning it. I'm learning it, child. I swear. I'm learning it.
Okay. Patience. And what was yours?
Listening and attitude.
Listening.
And attitude.
And attitude. One thing you know I'm wrong about.
I gotta get a drink.
And I'm
gonna
be on some 100 shit. I don't feel like I'm wrong about shit. Because I come all the way equipped. With whatever you want, how you want it, when you want it, you know. I will say this.
You will admit when you're wrong, though.
Let me say, I will admit
when
you're
wrong. When
he
wrong.
Wait, let me say this. Let me say this.
They said.
I feel like I ain't wrong about shit. Because 9 times out of 10, I'm going to tell you how to play your hand fucking with me, like. And if you don't know how to play your hand fucking with me,
that's
it's
you.
Up and it's stuck. Like,
that's on you.
So if I'm giving you the game, so hold on, y'all. Because y'all know I'm a realist. When I pop my shit, I pops my shit. When I'm giving you the game on how to treat whatever the case may be, and you don't follow suit, that's on you.
You don't receive it?
Period. So I don't even feel like I'm wrong about shit for real. Like, and then if I am wrong about shit and you tell me I'm fucking up, I'm be like, yeah, you know, you was right. Like yesterday I had an incident, right? I just had this yesterday.
Okay.
My little boo thing was talking and shit.
Okay. All right, shit.
He was talking and I'm just like, I was already mad about the day because shit was just going haywire yesterday.
Right.
So he was just like, he kept talking, and I kept repeating, like, what you say? What you say? And he had to keep repeating this out. And then on the third time, he was like, if I have to motherfucking repeat myself
so you just
one more
attention.
Motherfucking time. And I was like, I'm so sorry. Like, but the thing is, like I said, when I'm wrong, I'm wrong. I understand that shit. Like, so a lot of the times, like, I don't...
But no, because I feel that, though, because a lot of times you do come equipped. And if you don't understand it about him... I don't know what the fuck y'all doing. Like she said, if you ain't a Nicki fan, then the bitch deaf dumb. You hear me? Like, if you don't understand that about Sebastian, like, I don't know what a motherfucker would real laugh like.
Yo,
like, cause he real laugh like, he real laugh take shit in, like, ASAP.
He listened to you. So if he wrong, like if you really like, you feel me? But if you dead ass wrong, bitch, he gonna stand on motherfucking business. And like it's just that, like he's gonna stand on business. So I definitely understand that, like from right. Definitely okay. That, like.
Okay, so I will say this. Now you, can, yeah, click your camera.
Oh shit.
I'm gonna say this, y'all. I'm not saying I'm a perfect motherfucker by far. Like I'm not perfect by far. I do make my mistakes, and even in my mistakes, I understand where my karma comes in. At like when shit happens, I be like, oh okay, this is where I fucked up with this and this and that and that and third. But I'm not saying I'm perfect. But what I'm saying is that I pay attention to shit. Like, I really pay attention to friendships, relationships, co-workerships. Like, I pay attention. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, it's not like I don't have a regret on the things that I do and I say and how I move. And you know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people, they have regrets on the things that they do. And I'm like, I ain't got no regrets in life because everything in life is a learning lesson.
Yep.
So, for me, it's just like, I don't be tripping over the small... Like they say, don't trip over small shit if you a big stepper.
Period.
Like, I'm a big stepper and I don't trip over small shit. So, if y'all don't like it, it's up and it's stuck. Like, period. Like, so...
Okay.
I just don't like, and I'm feeling myself right now because I got this phone. Like,
he got the Haneho in him.
Woo!
He got the Haneho.
Shit got me
lit.
I love y'all though. Like, but like I said, I love all my fans, all my followers, people that rock with the show. I fucks with y'all. Heavy.
Period.
And I really want y'all to start getting into these comments. And saying y'all big ones so I can put it on the show. How y'all feel about shit? Like, I would really talk, I would really speak y'all comments on this show. So, you comment, I'm coming on the show to say, like, such and such said. And, you know, you can put anonymous. You ain't got to put your real government name in there. You know, make some bullshit up. But just know I fuck with y'all. Like, but I don't. Sure. No, I don't. Mm-mm.
We need y'all.
Okay, y'all. Let's get into the next one. The next one is flirting considered cheating? How y'all feel about that? It's flirting considered cheating?
I feel like yes. Flirting is cheating. Even though it might not be physical. Okay, look. This is what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. It might not be physical. You can like physically look at a motherfucker cool. Like everybody gonna look. But for you to open your mouth and react. You feel me? Like I feel like it's just certain standards. Like shut that shit down. Like it ain't no. What are you flirting for? What the fuck are you flirting for? So are you flirting to make it something more? Cause what are you flirting for? If you not flirting to make this shit something more, you shouldn't be saying shit to no motherfucking body. Like that's just flat out. Like don't say shit to nobody. Like okay. Like I got a man. That's the first thing I'm gonna say. I got a man. That look, that ends conversation right there. You ain't even gotta say nothing else to another. I got a man. Motherfucker be like, okay, some motherfuckers don't give a fuck, but you already stood on what you said. So if they don't give a fuck, that means you get up and walk the fuck away. Because I already told you, nigga, I got a man. I don't need to flirt. I can go flirt with my man. I could be texting him right there at the bar. Like, this nigga at the bar. Like, man, he tripping. Like, what the fuck is you talking about? Like, that's where the real shit come in at.
Yeah. So, Nana.
Yeah. Cheating. I mean, flirting is considered cheating. It's considered cheating. Like, if you talking to somebody and y'all, even if y'all just dating and y'all potentially trying to start a relationship.
You're not even supposed to be dating if you with a motherfucker. You're not even supposed to be
even
dating.
Even if y'all potentially about to start a relationship, all those women or whatever the case may be, it should be an end there. Like, you shouldn't have no ass for nobody. Like, it should just be me. It ain't no how you doing. It ain't no none of that. You can open the door. You can be a gentleman. It ain't nothing wrong with that. Open that girl door. Because I know you're doing it for me.
Okay. And then being a gentleman, too. That come with being a gentleman. Like, because
it's just certain shit. Like, yeah, you can be a gentleman, but it's boundaries.
To a certain extent.
It's boundaries.
It definitely is.
Gone.
To a certain extent.
It's boundaries.
It definitely is boundaries. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah.
I would say, yes, I would say.
Flirting is considered a lot of stuff. Like,
it is.
Cause think about
it. So look,
when you flirting with a motherfucker, I said, look, if I'm sitting here flirting with you,
Like, damn, but like, you looking at me, I'm like, damn, babe, where you going? Shit, I'm about to go home. Like, I'm flirting. So it's like, bitch, you got a whole nigga at home. And you talking about, I'm about to go home? Bitch, I'm going to look at a nigga like, don't touch me, don't talk to me. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm about to go home. Nine times out of ten, sorry. I probably just walk right past a motherfucker and don't even respond. Like, motherfucker be like, damn, baby, da 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 da. Girl, listen.
Okay.
Keep it walking.
Ren, how you feel about that?
Now, how I feel about flirting is, it's levels to it. Like you saying, like, giving them conversation and shit like that.
Yeah.
But you can also be a natural flirt. You can be a natural flirt. Just being yourself.
Yeah.
Like, because I can be myself and you can vibe with somebody. And not even know that you flirting type
that
shit.
Ain't flirting, D. Okay.
But you want to even know.
Natural flirt. You being friendly.
You can be a natural. Being friendly.
That's being friendly.
D is a natural flirt.
I don't feel like
flirt.
That's flirting.
No.
That's why
no,
I say it's levels to it.
Between friendly and my flirting. Friend is a natural
but
flirt.
But see, the thing is, with flirting, it's not necessarily like you may doing it intentionally or unintentionally. Mm-hmm. So right. the thing is, it's more of like...
The boundaries.
But the thing is, like she was saying, like you could be at the bar just talking to a motherfucker.
That's being friendly.
And they just... Yeah, you being friendly.
There's a difference between...
But see, the thing where it comes in, where it becomes flirty, is because the other person don't know that you're just being friendly.
Right. And the other
because
person...
Because they feeling your vibe so much. Mm. And it's like, damn, like...
But
shorty,
this where it comes in. From being,
and you just like you still running your mouth,
right. Being a
but
friend,
you are who you being,
right?
It ain't even that. This becomes that when it's like that, it becomes the conversation because, like I said, I could be friendly, but I ain't got to be flirty. Mm-hmm. I can sit here and have a conversation with you, my nigga. Like, we can have a full-blown conversation. Like, you can be talking about these drinks. Like, you feel me? Like, you can be talking about, damn, you done seen people. Is it back? You feel me? You can be talking about a whole lot of shit. You can be talking about sports. Anything. It's a difference mm-hmm. between friendly and flirting. Because if I just sat here and told you I had a man, you still sit here like, damn, baby girl, like, can I? You ain't gone.
Mm-hmm. But it's the thing. Like,
and I'm sitting here like, I mean, maybe, I don't know, like, I gotta, like, it's a difference between being friendly and flirting.
But, like, you was just saying, okay, you was saying
some
shit, like.
You can be friendly, I cannot know you. Mm-hmm. You can walk up on me, not even saying, like, oh, this is on a different level, like, I ain't gonna even say, but I'm just gonna say, like, it's a different level, because you can walk up on me right now at the bar. And have a full-blown conversation with me.
Nana has been my motherfucking bartender the whole all night. A fucking the long way.
Like. And I'm more Red Bull.
And that was a lie.
Ooh, Jesus. I only needed a shot. Okay, damn. There we go.
That was a lie.
That's it right
I'm
there.
I'm so sorry.
I take some of
I'm so heavy-handed.
It's
but
okay.
Other
bottles.
I'm gonna just sit on
this.
Ooh wee, Jesus!
But okay. You can be friendly, and I feel like you said, it come between boundaries. It just boundaries because
some shit just be conversation, and motherfuckers.
And that's
take
okay.
It as that.
That's okay.
Like ain't nothing wrong with
but
that.
But long as you know that I'm just I ain't doing shit. That. I'm minding my business. I'm enjoying myself. I'm not saying nothing that I ain't supposed to be saying, doing mm-hmm. that I ain't supposed to be doing. Like nah, like you can keep a friendly ass conversation with a motherfucker you don't know,
it's
and it ain't gotta be flirty.
But then it's
but
not.
That's what I was
getting. But get the flirt.
That's what I was getting at, though. Like, you could be friendly, but they fall off your vibe. And they're like, damn, I like this person.
Like
but
her.
You ain't even flirting. Like,
yeah. Look.
Like, you could
how
be talking look. About sports, and he be like, oh, I love sports. Like, ooh, the Bengals my favorite player.
Mm. Okay,
and you could
yeah.
be saying the same shit. Like, yeah, the Bengals, I fuck with
but
the Bengals. Like,
mean,
and he start liking you.
Hold right. on, little bitch.
But
then
just being friendly.
Hold on, but listen. That don't mean that you leave and you get this nigga
flirting.
Your motherfucking number at the end of the
yeah,
night.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
that
yeah.
don't mean, hold on, wait.
So is that
and hold on, wait. And that don't mean.
Or is that called conversation?
Listen to what I'm telling you. That don't mean that you give this nigga your motherfucking number at the end of the night.
So what is that called? If you got a man and you sitting here conversating.
We can have
nigga.
A conversation.
Hold on, wait,
it can be a
hold
woman.
On. Hold on, hold on, y'all. Let me hear what Nana got. Go ahead, Nana. What you say?
Like, cause some in some relationships, you got to think about it. Some men be like already set stone in what they want you to do when you go out. Like, you don't need to be talking to nobody. You out with your friends. What you even conversating with this? Like, it depends on what situation you in. If you in a relationship, cool. You
okay.
need to know your boundaries. If
okay.
you single. What
okay, because
like,
I'm single.
You can talk to whoever the fuck you want
okay,
to talk to.
Okay, but let me tell you this. I got a friend.
And I still set But listen, okay, but look, I still set certain boundaries too. Like, I don't leave with a nigga number. Yeah. I don't.
And that's the boundary.
A nigga really, I ain't gonna hold you. A nigga really can't even buy my drink. You feel me? Like, cause I'm already with my friends. I'm already chilling. I already got my drink. I don't need shit. I already got everything I need. Like, so I get it. But all I'm saying is, it just depends on, at the end of this conversation, did you really get that flirty enough to give a nigga your number? Or did you get that flirty enough to where you just like,
I don't know.
Nigga, hold on, look. I'm a type bitch like this. We just had a whole conversation. What y'all ready? All right, y'all, I gotta go.
Okay, now say y'all, like you were saying though, say y'all have a conversation about sports, but y'all just being friendly. Yeah. But he says some shit like, ooh, you want to get on the, like, you know how they betting this shit now on the apps.
Say
he want to get you in on the betting app type shit so y'all exchange numbers.
No! I just said this!
She said we not giving out numbers.
Did I just not say this shit?
No. But y'all ain't got to be on that type of level.
But that ain't
Hold on, wait a minute.
What the fuck do you mean, bitch? See, you should have never gave that nigga your number.
Wait a minute. Wait, child. You can talk all day long, but when you start exchanging numbers
and shit,
that's when shit gets south. Like,
that's what I mean by flirting. So flirting, we just had a conversation.
A thing of where good flirting and bad flirting. Like, and bad flirting is, okay, we flirt, we vibe, and then you have like your connections or whatever, whatever. But my thing is, it's about respect when you got somebody. Yes. Because at the end of the day, what I'm gonna do with my dude is this is, and this is how I am. Libra shit again.
I heard you.
I'm going to let you do your big one.
I heard you.
And I'm going to see if you respect me enough to be like, babe, is it okay to get this person's number? You know. But my whole thing is, what you need is
bae
number four.
Bae ain't there.
But yeah, like, and that's another thing. If even if bae is not even there.
And you about to get like, this person.
I'm not giving my number out to nobody if it ain't my honey.
Not even a bitch.
Like, I'm just, my thing is, I respect you enough to not even go that route. Because people, let's just say, for instance, you get a number out, boom, just on some friendly bullshit. And let's just say y'all both in the bed, y'all chilling, y'all phones ringing and shit. This motherfucker decided to text you some weirdo shit. Like, hey, the other night, yeah, I fucks with you, da 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 da. And your bae
and you
see
ain't
that,
even
like,
did shit.
And your bae see it and it's like,
you ain't even did shit. You sat at the bar all night.
So then guess what? You bringing conflict to your relationship.
Flirting.
Like,
that's
flirting.
Where the flirting come in. That's
so,
cheating. Because
so cheating.
You
so,
bringing
so,
conflict into your shit.
So flirting can be considered cheating because at the end of the day, it depends on how your reaction is to the flirt. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So you need to watch, you know, ain't
you
no numbers, ain't
it.
No text messages.
I like
and
that
you can't even know my motherfucking goddamn Facebook. Instagram.
You can't know, period. Well, nigga, find me.
But if the thing is, if I'm out with my dude, whether I'm out with him or not,
you side.
It's
because you can't say shit to me because I didn't do nothing wrong but had a good conversation with you that night.
And then you need to go about your business.
I ain't never seen you a day in my life besides that night, nigga. So what the fuck?
So I feel you on that. Okay, so y'all, let's get to the next one. Oh, that was good. I really like that. Okay, the next one is, what is one thing you wish you spent more time doing? For all you people out there, I want y'all in the comments. What is one thing that you wish you spent more time doing? Y'all can go around. Who's first?
I go first. I say I wish I spent more time with my son. Like, even though I'm with my son every day, all day. Yeah, I'm with him every day, all day. I don't even know what I would say that because I'm with him every day, all day. But I want to spend more time with him where we do go out of town. And we do start doing things together where we start experiencing shit together. Like I want to spend more time with my kid to where he like, okay, my mama is the shit. Even though I know he already know I'm the shit. But I just want to spend more quality time with him that really means something and really create memories. Like, I want to spend memorable times with my kid. Like, that's okay. What I want to do.
Ran.
What was the question again?
What is one thing you wish you spent more time on? Time doing.
Time doing.
I would say I wish I spent more time enjoying my 20s. Like, because I have an old soul. So, like, I would... When I was 25, 26, I was in the bed. Like, yeah. I ain't go to clubs and nothing like that. So, I felt like I should have been out there more, like, experiencing life.
Because I did that.
So, now that I have a child, it's like, goddamn, I can't do that now. Like, because I got to find a babysitter and shit like that. So, I feel like I should have spent more time.
In your 20 years.
Yeah, and just, like, being ratchet. Life. Just being ghetto, shaking my ass, hot girl summer type shit, like.
But you still
young. I'm trying to do that shit now, like, and I already got a kid. Like.
But you still young, though, sis, and you still young, sis. Yeah, you young as fuck. So you not, like, you, like, just hella old. Like, she young as hell for real, y'all. Like, in your 20 years, I'm not gonna hold you. That's okay. That's a year where you supposed to be doing shit.
So, I can't hear myself. So, I can't hear myself.
Okay, hold on. Wait a minute. Go ahead.
I feel like I should have... Before I had kids, like, I should have just...
Okay.
Yeah, this is before I had kids. I should have just been, like that. Because, like, in my 20s, I had two jobs. I always had two jobs. I was just a workaholic.
Yeah.
And I feel like I should be doing that now. And I should have been experiencing life more in my 20s. Like, traveling and shit like that.
Even with the two jobs, like, and not having no kids. I like that.
Like, I'm always get money, no matter how old I am. But I feel like in my 20s, I should have...
Okay.
Been out there more because my 30s is my prime year.
Yeah. Right. So it's time for you to slow it down.
Yeah. That's like, my knees getting bad now.
My knees don't work how I used to.
Whatever. Your knees should be perfectly fine at
30. Shit, I got water in my knees.
The fuck? Like, girl, because I know these Megan Thee Stallion licks.
All right.
It's still turned at 40. Nanas. What are you talking about?
Nanas. Go ahead. It's on
go
you.
Ahead, Nana. What you think? What is one thing you wish you spent more time doing?
That's hard for me because it's a lot. Mine's is like more about family, but another thing is I start to think about when everybody else was talking was reading. Like, because I don't read as much as I did when I was a kid.
I like that.
Like, I was really reading. Like, I was really, like, into, like, reading different kind of books and, like, fiction, nonfiction, like, fairy tales, like, all of that kind of stuff. I was really into that. And I don't do that no more.
So, can I ask you a question? Do you like poetry?
Yeah, I like poetry.
I love poetry.
But I like reading it. I just don't know how to write it.
Yeah.
Okay. So, reading is, you wish you spent more time. Reading. You wish you spent more time at reading.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Reading.
That's actually a good one.
That's a good one.
That's a really, really good
because
one.
Because we all should do that.
Okay, everybody. So, let me say this.
It's on you.
I'm going to kind of piggyback off of something you said as far as reading. The thing I wish I spent more time on is... Wish I spent more time doing. Mine's just perfecting my craft. Like, because I know I'm very...
Creative.
And I wish I had more time to be creative without working a 9-to-5 or without going to work and stuff like that. But as far as even in that creation, I wish I had more time to focus on just me and what I really like stand for, what mm-hmm. I am, what brings me to life mm-hmm. and what, you know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, like, we all here trying to figure out what we are, what we doing, where we going,
what's our purpose? Those
things, what's our purpose.
Yep.
But one thing that I wish I spent more time on is basically getting to know me better.
Mm-hmm. I love that. Let me tell you why.
Because, hold on, wait.
Before you say anything. No, go ahead, because I want to channel in on that.
And I will say this is because me understanding, like, more so, like, where I'm going and just getting to know me is because I feel like when you don't have a lot of things in your ear, you kind of focus more on, like, things you like, what you want to do, how you want things to go. This, that, and the third. But a lot of the times, when you're working or if you meet somebody, like, it kind of, like, kind of gets stagnant. Mm-hmm. Like, in a sense where it's, like, you don't pay attention to self more.
You don't do what you love.
Yeah, so my thing more of is more of just, like, paying, I wish I had more time to pay attention to self. Like, and what really, really makes me tick. For real. Because, like, true enough, I go to work. True enough, I pay my bills. True enough, I'm always, like, family. Talk to my sister every day. We be on bullshit every day. bullshit every day.
That's what I'm saying. If you don't understand him, that's like...
But it's like... If I took a little bit more time out for myself each day, I probably would understand myself a lot more. But it's just like when you're just one of these people that just have to, it's not like I get bored a lot. So if I'm not doing nothing active or talking to somebody, I get like antsy, like my anxiety kind of goes in. And it's like,
I'm the same way.
Okay, bitch, you got to talk to somebody or something like to get me through my day. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, cause some people could just go into their little cubby hole and not talk to nobody. Not me personally, I feel like in order for me to get through my day, I at least have to have a good conversation with somebody. And then I can move forward.
And this is what I'm saying.
So I feel like on that note of something, I wish I just more time for myself and just kind of dwindle in me.
And I'm going to say this. Self-care, self-love. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah, so.
I like that.
So that's what
I'm going to end it on that. Go ahead.
Okay, so do you think people were made for each other? Do you think, and I will say this, do you think people are made for each other? Do you believe that? Let's just say this. Let me say this real quick. You meet people, you date, you go through all these different relationships and that and the third, you know. But do you believe that there is somebody out here that's really made for just you?
Yes. There is somebody out here for everybody. And people don't understand, like, it don't matter how you look. It don't matter where you come from. It don't matter if you're white, brown, purple, pink, orange, Hispanic, Latino. It don't matter what you are. Like, there is somebody out here for everybody. I do believe in that. Like, I ain't gonna hold you. It don't matter if you a motherfucking dolphin. You could be a whole ass crackhead. And guess what?
You could be in love with another crackhead.
Yeah.
Y'all seen that Bobby and Whitney?
Now I'm trying to tell you.
I agree with Desire. Like, yeah, you can be any color, any race.
Nah, you agree with that?
Yeah, I agree.
Everybody for somebody.
We all agree with that same thing. Okay, so the next one is, what is your favorite, and I'll say this, what is your favorite love song? And that's for everybody out there in the comments. I want to hear y'all. What is y'all favorite love song? So, because y'all know I'm a music head. I love music. Music is the only thing that I can escape from. Music, the only thing that can take me away from everything in reality and put me in a space where it makes me happy, whatever that emotion is.
So what is your favorite love song,
people out there? Go.
My favorite love song is Nicki Minaj, Pills and Poison. Pills and Poison.
Potion. Okay.
Pills and potion.
Yes. Oh,
pills and potion.
Girl,
she said pills.
She fucking
potion.
Up.
She said pills.
Y'all gotta listen to it.
I've never heard that.
Can we hear a little something?
Okay, go ahead.
What she just said.
What you say?
Mine would have to be LMA DFMU.
That's my shit. Too.
That's my shit. Like I can, like those lyrics alone, just I can just feel it in my body. Like don't fuck with me. Don't fuck with me. If I put my guard down, don't fuck with me.
Don't let me up. Don't let me down.
Right.
Cause I'm gonna wanna be around.
That's my yeah. shit. Yeah. She did her big one with that one.
Yeah, that was a hit for sure.
Y'all crazy as hell.
That was a hit. She did
okay,
that.
Okay, so Beelzebub, what was yours, Nana?
Daniel Caesar superpower.
I'm gonna have to listen to that.
I
want to
hear that. Can we hear a little snippet?
Hold on, be quiet.
Can we hear a little snippet?
Superpower. Do you even know how to will them?
Oh,
all got children.
Okay,
then. Oh, are special, but not like you.
Oh, do that shit.
No, not like you.
Oh, do that shit.
You're just like a flower.
Oh,
you're ever giving. Okay, that's all I
got. I can That's my shit. Don't stop me. I gotta hear that. I like that. I like how you came too.
That's my shit.
Okay. Dang, you see the superpowers it is.
Can we do a little snippet?
I'm gonna try to put a little snippet on her, y'all, okay, so we can hear it because I want to hear it.
Come on.
Superpowers. Do you even know how to wield them? All God's children. I'm special, but not like you. No, not like you. You're just like a flower.
You gotta feel like this about yourself first.
I like that. I think
okay, so look, we ain't about to, because motherfuckers like
flag. All right, go ahead.
We ain't about to give it because, you know, right, YouTube be on some flag boy shit.
Don't flag us now.
All right, go
okay,
ahead.
Okay, my favorite... My favorite love song is shit. And this is my favorite love song. I ain't even gonna roll y'all. When I tell y'all, this song literally sends me to Jesus, Becky, all of them. Like, it takes me out of here.
Period.
And it's by Justin Timberlake. It's called Spaceship.
Mm.
It's called Spaceship. Like, if y'all ain't never heard it, I'm going to play a snippet.
A little snippet, come on.
Just a little snippet of y'all so y'all can get into it.
I ain't never heard it, come on.
You know. Yeah, yeah. Oh, wait.
I ain't better go ahead and cut it, man. But they trying to get us.
Dang, see, look. Let me
go
look
at. Go look, look it up.
Look, let me
go
tell look, you something.
I'm telling you, he gonna get y'all hit. He gonna get y'all hit.
Alien name. You see, I just want to turn out in space with you, you, you. She said, if you can't take an air, we said we can't take an airplane where we going, it's way too high. Going where the day sky turns into night. I got the window special tinted for the stars to get too bright.
Damn.
And I just want to save you a seat, so let's ride. Hop into my spaceship, cool.
Mm. All right, so look,
there's
I got
only
one more.
Room
I got one
for
more.
Two.
Ooh.
Me wait, and you.
I got
and
one more.
And when the top down
more.
Will cruise around and land. Wait a minute. He's like, and when the top down will cruise around and land and make love on the moon. He say, would you like that?
One more. And you ain't got to play it. I got one more.
Oh,
one more. And you ain't even got to play it. And you ain't even got to play it. I got one more.
What?
But I want you on top. My turn. I want you on that. It's in the spot. Trey Songz. You're talking about
on top.
If love is sex, but it's
on top. That's
love.
On top.
It's on top.
I want you on top. My turn. I want you to find your favorite spot.
All right,
go ahead. This shit.
You got me high.
So Justin Timberlake, he takes me to the stars and back.
Like, all right, come on, go ahead. Next.
So when y'all listen to that tonight, I want y'all to really like put y'all headphones on in and just rock out. Telling y'all.
Well, y'all listen to that tonight.
Hold on. Wait a minute, y'all. Let me say this to y'all. Tonight, y'all, I want y'all to go play Justin Timberlake's Spaceship. Have your headphones in. Even if you in the car, play that shit. Because when I tell you it ascends, it's like...
I got to hear you. I'm playing on my way home.
It does something to me. So I feel where you're coming from. I have another one. Alexandria does it one for me too, but I have another one. But okay,
Coco Jones.
Okay, so here's the next one. What does falling in love feel like for you?
Man, falling in love to me feel like I don't want to go nowhere. I just want us to be us. I like how we vibe. I like where we going. I like where your headspace. I like how you make me feel. I like how you take my feelings into consideration. Like, that's falling in love to me. Like, where you just, I'm telling you, a man just really lead to where, and then a woman, she got your back. Like, we always got y'all back. Like, we stepping first coming because, you know, women run, you know, we run the world, but we coming first stepping, but a man should always lead. Like, and when he leave, I'm telling you, he should have a good ass woman behind him. If he don't, I don't know what the fuck that mean. You better go find you a new one.
Okay. So, Nana.
What was the question?
Oh, shit. What does falling in love feel like for you?
I don't know yet because I haven't fell in love.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair. Okay, so, Ren.
That's slap, though.
What does falling in love feel like to you?
Falling in love would be like butterflies.
Just nobody.
Butterflies, like, every time you're around them, you feel like a little nervous. Like, you feel shy.
You just...
Like, you're like, ooh, you blush.
Shin type shit, like, but...
But that's just not falling in love. That's just...
That's for the lust.
Moment. Yeah, that's just how you feel. Sometimes for the moment.
Sometimes it be lust. That's falling why I don't know what to me. Falling in love.
Hold on. Wait. Ren, what you say again? I want to make sure people hear this.
I feel like falling in love is like when you around that person, like you always feel shy around that person. You always like catch butterflies, like everything they say to you, like ooh, giggling and blushing and... Okay. No matter how long y'all been together, like y'all can already been together for 2-3 years, and you still feel that little butterfly thing, like
yeah.
But like you feel like if you make my booty itch, then that's a whole nother thing.
Lord Jesus,
if I gotta scratch my ass,
right? If you making my booty itch?
If I gotta scratch my booty itch, y'all.
If I gotta scratch my ass, white.
If I gotta scratch my ass, y'all got me fucked. Double all time. The way up.
Have y'all ever really been in love? Because I have. I've been in love, y'all, like, to the point to where it was like, it ain't no end. Like, it ain't no, I don't give a fuck about, like, you know, but that was my decision whether if I was going to accept certain shit or take certain shit or, you feel me? Like, that was my decision if I was or not. Like, so whatever this man come with, this is what I'm telling y'all about being in love, y'all. Whatever this man come with, you going to set your tone. You going to set your boundaries. You ain't going to let nobody get over you. You always going to show your nigga that, okay, look, I'm not playing. If you keep doing it, hell yeah. A woman get fed up. We will fucking leave. We will leave. But at the end of the day, that don't mean that when I leave, that I ain't still in love with that nigga. Do you understand what I'm telling you?
Even when
I leave, I can leave a nigga and I was just in love with him and I wasn't tolerating what he was doing and everything. But that don't mean that I ain't still in love with him. But you know that I love you and I'm in love with you.
So it's two different things. Deal with you.
That's two different things.
And the love part is the even, in love. That's I'm what not I said. In love, even when, but I love you.
Even when I didn't chose to leave.
I love you.
Guess what?
But even, I ain't in love with
even
you,
when
my boy.
I didn't chose to leave, I'm still in love with you. But I'm not going to deal with what come behind. You know, that's where women got to set their tone. Mm-hmm. We can be in love with a nigga.
I don't mean to be disrespectful, look, but I need to take this call.
We can be in love with a nigga.
We need to be wrapping this up. All
right,
hold on,
look.
About to, hold on.
We can be in love with a nigga, right? That don't mean that we got to take...
Yeah, I can keep talking.
That don't mean that we got to take... Well, we ain't got to put up with what they want us to put up with. I love you. I'm in love with you, my nigga. There's nothing that a motherfucker can say unless you say it. But if I'm out here looking stupid and shit, you think I ain't gonna get up and walk the fuck away? Yes, I am. And then guess who lost that's gonna be? It's not gonna be mine. It's gonna be yours. Exactly. But I'm in love with you. And I'm sorry I gotta let it go. That's where women get it confused. Because we be in love and they still try to hold on to something that's really not there no more.
I found out I'm in lust. I'm in lust.
Bitch.
There's nothing there to hold on to. There's nothing there to keep.
Right.
Trying to reel in or none of that.
Like
if you ain't
like
making
I said,
your moves,
I could be in love.
You ain't abiding to what I got going on. Then I see you around
for sure. That's why I said I can be in love. So look, that's why I said I can be in love. But
okay,
so I still can have my standards to let it go.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so y'all look,
and still
check
be in love. Like, damn, I love that nigga. But I ain't gonna deal with it. You see what I'm saying?
Okay, y'all. So look, check this out. We gonna moving along because I gotta take this. I gotta doctor's all right,
come
call,
on. We
and
gotta
I
go.
Forgot about it because it was at 8:02. So he's on the call.
Well, come on.
Okay, so does size even matter in the bedroom?
Hell to the motherfucking yes. You ain't about to be fucking me with no strength. I need that anaconda.
She said yes.
I'll say this again. Does size even matter in the bedroom?
And you said, what's
the... I need that anaconda.
Jesus.
All right, so look, though.
But I don't know, though, me. Because you could be little, but you could be... But you can still work it, though. Like, but I don't know. I feel like size got something to do with it.
Okay,
whether
so
it's
look.
Big, small, thick, medium. I mean,
size do got something to do with it, but I'm going to say it really don't because... What about like, okay, it ain't there, but he do know how to do you right. Like, his size ain't there, but he know how to fuck you right. Like, he know how to make you feel right, he know how to make you come and everything, you feel me? Like, but I'm going to say this, I do need the anaconda, though. Yo, old job. I'm not gonna hold y'all. Like, I'm the type.
Yeah,
I think
size do matter for sure.
I'm not gonna hold y'all, like, cause I do need the endocrine. But it can be a motherfucker that really can be small and know how to fuck too.
Yeah,
so don't take that. Don't take that from a little motherfuckers, y'all. Like,
but I get tired of that.
Yeah, you're gonna get sick of
it.
Are
you with it? Girl, what if you can't even?
And you're gonna find somebody with some big dick energy.
I like to have fun.
You're gonna find somebody with some big dick energy. Well, why don't say big? Big energy.
I need
like shit. He can give you all the head in the world, but once he's sticking in, you're like, that's gonna be the end of the night. You do that to me, that's gonna be so. Let me ask y'all the next one. To me, size doesn't really matter.
Because like I said before, I was a help. I'm a helpless romantic, and foreplay is more important than the actual penetration. So,
if you get good foreplay, the penetration don't even matter.
Like at this point,
but it
like
do,
it's like
because when I wanted
the kissing,
to go in,
the sucking, the licking, the touching.
When I'm ready for the touch, nigga.
And you know, when you give all the foreplay and then the penetration is last, it's kind of like, damn, you did your big one. So,
I get it though.
You
I
know,
do.
So
yeah,
but
definitely.
I feel what they're saying.
Yeah,
though,
for real. I definitely, but I feel what you're saying too. Like, so it really don't matter,
so
but
look,
it
y'all,
does.
Look, we gonna go to this last question,
and then we done.
How do you feel about men in today's time?
They can do better. They can do motherfucking better. Men in today's time, I'm a 94 baby. So for me being a 94 baby, and I'm about to go like way back, like back then, men was way laver back then, for real, like they was way laver back then. Like they was real laugh. Even though some of them was fucked up, I ain't gonna take that, because I ain't gonna hold you. Any generation is fucked up. Any generation. But back then, them men was taking care of their women and their kids. The fuck?
Yeah, back
the
then.
The women was taking care of the household, doing what they do.
Can I say something?
Hold on, y'all. Hold on just a sec. I can't hear you.
There you go.
Okay, I can hear you now.
Perfect. How you doing?
Hey, Doc. What's going on?
Not too much. I was just taking a look here at your chart. Everything looks really good. All of your lab results came back, and they were all perfect.
Sounds great.
So I'm actually,
that's a great thing.
Those results, right? So I'm gonna, as soon as I get those, I'm putting those results, posting those to your profile now. But I'm also gonna send the prescription for Descovy to the pharmacy.
Okay.
And the pharmacy's gonna send that medicine to your home in the mail every month.
Okay.
And in the third month, when you get that third bottle, we will send you another email to set up your lab tests again.
Okay.
And the process is going to continue that way.
Okay, sounds great. How is your day going?
My day is great.
I'm sure you talk to a million people.
I do. You're my number
I'm
one.
I'm hungry.
I appreciate it. Right now I'm doing a podcast, so I had to like stop doing the pod to make sure everything is good. So yeah,
she done got some Mickey D's without us.
Come right there.
I ain't get it for me.
Thank you so much.
I don't even need
Mickey D's.
It's called it's on YouTube. It's called You Don't Pay Me Enough to Care.
Yes.
And it's for the homosexuals, the heterosexuals, and the hustlers. People basically saying they don't want to work a 9-to-5. They want to work for self-entrepreneurship and all those things.
And so, we promote y'all.
So right now, we're talking about love right now on this podcast.
There
so,
you go. So, there yeah. you go. We need more love.
Yes.
Yes, we do.
Yes, I agree. Absolutely. So I'm glad that you're having a good day. So sounds
and
good.
You are too. All right, my friend. Everything else looks good, so I'll take care of everything from here. And you should hear from the pharmacy shortly, okay?
Okay, thank you so much. I appreciate it. And have a blessed night. You too.
You do the same. I appreciate it.
Bye.
Period. Not having a light is crazy right now.
I'm sorry.
He's about to get off the phone.
Yeah, I already know what
for
that
this
means.
Last question. Because I got something to say. I ain't going to lie about these men.
Hold on, y'all. Hold on. Let me say this real quick. Let me put my shit on.
Hold on.
Before y'all talk anything, I want to say this, because in the gay community, you have to make sure you know your status. Quote.
Big game.
When it comes to your diseases and viral loads and everything. So right now, I am working on getting on PrEP for HIV, because I ain't trying to get that shit. And it's not saying that it's protected, but at the same time, it's keeping you protected. Mm. So, for anybody in the LGP, whether you homosexual or heterosexual, make sure y'all go through this company called Mister. You do your whole entire STD check by yourself in your house. They do the blood work. They do the urine. They do the mouth swab. They do rectal, so you know you got to stick a little thing. I mean, you know, put that in there to make sure you ain't got no STDs or none. So that's what that was. And right now I'm good on everything. I'm negative on every level. So right now I'm about to get on this PrEP, you know, because you know you just never know. Because motherfuckers will tell you that they clean,
but
they don't be clean.
No,
So I don't play about mine. So I'm just letting y'all know that was my doctor and. We were having a conference call, and I'm sorry that I had to cut it, because I really wanted people to know that too, because at the end of the day, like, that's very important. It's about your STD checkups. Make sure y'all check that shit up. Women out there, y'all know y'all have breast cancer and all those things. Make sure y'all get y'all mammograms and all those things as well. Like, so keep your health intact, like, cause I don't play about mine, so you shouldn't play about yours. Now back to this conversation at hand, and we were talking about dick size.
We already passed that one. We
passed
another one.
We're gonna go to the next. So, how do you feel about me in it today? Society, they already got into that, and I'm gonna just go into how I feel about it real quick.
We ain't getting into that one. That's the one we're getting into.
Okay, go ahead. So, how do y'all feel about it? Go.
I just want to say just one thing. We keep saying it. How do you feel about men today? These men did not grow up in homes where there were relationships. So we have to start.
And love.
Going from the root. Where did you come from?
Yep.
Because at these days, they didn't have that love. So.
Yeah.
That's just what it is. Like,
I like that. All right, sis. Like,
men today, I feel like. Why do we need them? Why do we need men?
Okay, so look.
I feel like men on this earth are just here to impregnate us. So like, feel like they're here to nut in us and go about their day and not take care of their kids and this and that. Because back then, like, my grandpa, he took care of the household.
Was still there.
Paying bills. And not to mention, they had 13 kids.
13
of them. So there is no excuses. There like, so the men right. today is like, right. what the fuck? Like, y'all just, ugh.
Okay, I'm going to say this. Not all men.
It's rare.
But it is very rare where you will meet a man, a stand-up man, a stand-up guy, who stand up for his kids, who stand up for his family. Like, you feel me? It's very rare. But not all men, because you do know we still like need that physical part that we was talking about earlier. We still need that physical touch. We still be wanting that physical touch. And is you the type that you just be okay and accept it with a woman? Like, because it's not that we need them, but we do need them. Like, we all human,
but
y'all.
But that all steals from our childhood, though. Right. I'm only saying it because...
Not saying we need them, like...
Hold on. Wait. One at a time.
Let me just say this, and then I'm letting Nana go. Not just saying that we just need them just, like, on one part. But sometimes we do need a man to, like, come in and step in and take a part in a role of what we got going on. Like, it ain't just about women all the time. Like... But go ahead, we can do it by ourselves. Right. But it ain't just about us all the time.
I'm just saying, y'all are women, so we got to understand that when we get these men in our life and we thinking about being in a relationship, they got stuff that's going on within their family and they're like, you got to understand.
What family,
like,
if you're dealing with a man?
Wait. Go ahead,
I'm just saying, like, say for instance.
Okay.
His mom don't give him physical touch.
Okay.
So now, every time he see you, he feel like you gotta touch him everywhere he go. And it's like, calm down. I'm sorry that your mom did not give you that. But at the same time, I was just known from just words of affirmation.
And I get
talking and interacting and all of that. My family wasn't all into that physical touch. So I'm into that because of what I didn't have.
Right.
You feel me?
Yeah.
So it all stems into what you didn't have when you were a child.
Let me just say this.
Is that just like physical touch, like, was simply like tucking my little nigga in the bed at night?
Yeah.
Because Jim's gonna give me a kiss every night.
That's what I'm talking about.
I physically gotta touch my kid before he go to sleep. Like, is that like weird or something? Because
no, that's supposed to be.
Last night, I ain't gonna hold y'all, and then we can move. You know, whatever. If you gotta speak, last night, Jojo, he came. He said something. I was like, nah, cause I punch you in the eye. So then he came in my room. He said, "You will punch me in the eye." That's what you said. I said, "No. You ain't give me a kiss, so I'ma cry." Okay. I said, no, like, you ain't give me a kiss, so I'ma cry.
So, okay, so my whole thing is, like, do y'all have anything else y'all want to say?
Before I say what I got to say.
How do I feel about me in today's time? a lot of men, and I'll say this, a lot of men have lost their way on what it is to love and be loved and how to feel love and what love looks like. And, you know, because a lot of us have come from parents that's damn near the same age as us.
Yeah.
And, you know, generations change, period. Like, but I think when you're in a younger generation, you have a kid and you're only 30-something and your child is 18 at this point, it's like, you know, And it has to do with, like, generational curses and, like, from what your parents taught you and for what you teach your child or whatever the case may be. Right. But I feel like it's a time where most people need to start, most people need to start paying attention to their loved ones, period. Like, regardless of if it's now or later, pay attention to your loved ones. If you say you love them, show them that love. Even if you don't understand it, quite frankly, what that love is. Shit, you got YouTube. You can look the shit up. Like, yes. For real. Like, it's really not, like, something hard to do. Like, you really can look up everything that you need to learn in life on the fucking internet at this point. Yes. Like, you know what I mean? Like, so it's not like it's far-fetched. Like, you know what I mean? Like, so, you know, if you don't know how to love correctly, you know, look up how to love correctly. Yes. You know, pick pointers out and take whatever it is that you need to take into your soul and that you wasn't taught to be a better person. Like, I don't know what everybody's, I don't know what everybody's love language is, but in the sense of learning how to love, learn that you can learn on the internet.
Let me tell you something.
Or you can learn, or you can learn as in friendships. Your friends can teach you how to love. Your coworker, you know, but you just got to be willing to listen and take an ear to it. So, yeah. Men nowadays are a lot of lost. Even the women. It's not just about men. Mm-hmm. Women are also, it's lost. Young girls, should I say. Young girls are very lost at learning how to love, too, because their mother, or if they was raised by their grandparents, wasn't taught how to love. How to teach them how to love.
And I'm going to say this. Loving, yeah. I ain't going to hold you. Love comes genuinely. It doesn't come like, well, you got to make an appointment it don't come like that. Like, so, love comes genuine. Like, genuine love. Yeah. Like, nothing where.
So, if y'all can see, everybody in the room has a different love language. And today was all about different love languages, if y'all didn't pay attention. But we're going to call this an end because we've been running our mouth for over 2.5 hours. This is literally almost a 3-hour show.
Oh, we got to go.
I'll say this. And we can get the hell out of here because I'm like tipsy as hell. What is it, Milagro?
Milagro.
Anejo.
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 Got you, ho. Basically. I am your humble host, Sebastian Sincere. And y'all already know you're on the You Don't Pay Me Enough podcast. We're on episode 55. We're still going. Y'all will get this when we release it. And we have our guest tonight, which is Desire.
Sweet.
Ren.
What it do?
And Nana.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, Nana. She like just, hey, y'all.
Hey, y'all.
So, yeah, y'all, I appreciate y'all for tuning in tonight. And I really, really do enjoy it. Everybody clap it up. You know, we going to clap it up one more time. Get out of here. And like I said, love, peace, and blessing, y'all. And tonight, I really appreciate y'all for tuning in. And, you know, as these shows go on, of course, we're in the 50s now, so the audio will be out as well.
Period.
And we love you, and God bless, and God bless.
Coming out with one big one.
And we out of here.
Good peace night.
That was loud, though. That was long.
3 hours.
Really?
What's happening?
We were going strong. It's about 8.
They don't pay me enough either. The fuck?